All right. You want to talk about the Cowboys and get past this? Let's do it.
Why didn't you get past it? It's exciting. It's the first time that we've started 4-1 in like 6 years.
I am so used to chunking those stories. The one that you left on my desk.
Uh-huh.
I went, all right, I put in my notes, Cowboys, put a check mark on the story, meaning it was okay to read. Then I accidentally threw it away. I had to take it back out of the trash. How used I am to it.
Yeah, it was against the Houston Texans, and they were going into the game, the two teams, the same exact record at Jerry Stadium in Arlington.
Are you officially starting sports now?
If you like.
Alfie, I'll need the Dan sports graphic.
You got it.
I have a sports graphic? Oh, hell yeah, I got a sports graphic.
Holy moly. Oh, my God.
Oh, I am not being as professional as I should with a graphic like that. I'm sorry, that's bitching.
Dude, that's clean, dude. That's bad.
It's
animated. The helmet is floating. Sorry.
I knew you were going.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks, Chloe.
Alfie wanted to put the green screen behind you
for
the segment and then put that graphic up on the green. I had a scream at him through the wall. I went, no!
Oh, yeah, because he just grabbed the green screen and started running.
I was wondering what he was up to.
Dan will fill this room up with fecal.
I will, yes. Yeah, you put the green screen up, you can pull up the Cowboys highlights to play behind me?
That'll be on you, Slick. We'll talk to the NFL or Jerry Jones.
Yeah, really. We'll just put a little thing on the corner of the screen that says courtesy of.
All right, isn't that amazing what you can get away with?
Exactly. What? I put your name on there. I told people where I stole it.
Yeah, on the video stream, we're going to replay a bunch of episodes of The Big Bang Theory. We'll just put courtesy CBS.
That's right.
That should be all
right. Covered, right? Yeah, that's all you got to do.
I heard one clip. I know the Cowboys won.
Mm-hmm.
I heard one clip that they played on KRLD today with Brad Sham, and it was somebody and some type of unbelievable catch. That's all I know.
Yes, there was the game went to overtime. They were tied at 17, and Romo threw up a pass to Dez Bryant for a 37-yard completion that it was basically just a jump ball. Dez was singled up against the defender, and it was just who wanted the ball more. And Dez leapt into the air, caught the ball, and the defender's arm all against his chest while falling and hitting the ground. And that was a play that, in essence, set up what would be the game-winning field goal kicked by Dan Bailey. It was just a freakish thing because he kind of tips it a little bit, then he tries to secure it, and the defender's arm is in the way, and he just catches them both. Mm-hmm. It was freaky.
Are the Rangers done playing for the year?
Yeah, they were done like in May.
Oh. Okay, then I won't make you a baseball graphic.
No, we can wait a while on that.
What is
basketball?
Yeah. So all I could do was make the dribble motion. When does that start?
That's actually coming up pretty soon, along with the Stars, Dallas Hockey.
Okay, I'll make you one of those.
Nice.
Did you want to see it again?
Yes.
Alpha, you got?
Yeah, look at that. I'm about to swear. I'm not even kidding.
All right, Alfie, quit it.
Sorry, I was mesmerized. So yeah, they won on a overtime field goal. 20-17 was the final. But if you remember, the first game of the year was against San Francisco. Yeah, and it was a sea of red in the stands. All the San Francisco fans showed up. The same thing happened yesterday. All the Houston Texans fans decided they wanted to come to the game. So again, you had a nice sea of red for the Texans colors, and it was such an issue at one point during the game. I'm watching, and it sounds like the Cowboys are on the road, not their home stadium, because Romo's calling out offensive calls, and that's normally when the home team's quiet for the offense. Make it easy.
What's he saying? Like, hey, you're a hole. Hey, catch the ball, eater.
No, that's more in the huddle, I think.
When he's at offensive calls.
No, it's not like that. It's offensive, not offensive.
Okay. It'd be fun to go the other way. Go ahead.
It absolutely would be. I actually have cut 8 on my audio. This was Tony after the game talking about all the other fans in the stands and how it felt like a road game in their home stadium.
There's no question today was we played on the road. I mean, in that football game throughout a lot of it. And now there was probably half and half roughly, and I don't know what it was, but more than anything, you can just tell by the crowd noise. And that was every bit as loud as going to St. Louis or Tennessee. And so the funny thing is when we're all here, it's been rocking. I mean, it's the place has really been a tough place for other teams to come in and win when it gets going. And I think the fans have been awesome this year. We just need to tighten up maybe selling our tickets a little bit.
Okay, so he is aware the crowd noise wasn't for the Cowboys.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's aware. Because you can tell, you know, by, you know, the crowd noise. If you're in your home stadium and you're on offense, the home stadium is supposed to be quiet for you. They can cheer for a good play, but then shut up when they got to make their calls.
Right.
And then when the other team's offense is on the field, that's just to scream your head off, make it loud, make it abusive, and make it difficult on the visiting team. Instead, it was kind of flipped around at times yesterday.
Hang on, I got one more.
Okay.
All right.
That was it. I heard it. And then so it was, they had some problems as far as dealing with that yesterday, but they still get the win. And then after the game,
what time did they play?
It was a noon game yesterday.
Okay. I'm always curious when I miss it.
Really?
I don't know why. I mean they could have played overnight, could have played at my house. I still would have missed it.
They actually could play in your side yard. It's easily a football field.
And I still wouldn't go and watch.
It's so sad.
I think it was up here part of the... Let me see. Chloe, when did I see you? Was it...
That was Saturday.
Saturday night?
Mm-hmm.
We were up here doing stuff. I didn't even know Chloe was here. I was in my studio. He was at his desk. I stopped by his desk. He's not there. He wasn't supposed to be. We're driving out. We pass each other.
I was like, hey, there's Russ.
So obviously I had to turn around and pull up next to him. And then we handed the bottle back and forth, as we're apt to do in cars.
Nice. Because that's totally legal.
We were parked.
Okay.
We were locking everybody off if anybody were to come in.
So worst case, obstruction of a roadway.
Then I came up here Sunday and did some stuff, too.
All while
so it's not like I hate the Cowboys. I just have other things I have to do.
I understand. Anyways, then Cowboys win 20-17. Then after the game... He had Jason Garrett's press conference. He's a little more lively with a couple of questions, but this one stood out because they asked him. So now you're 4-1. You've won 4 in a row. So tell us how that, what you think.
They had to explain to him what 4-1. That
no, he
was
knows.
4 in a row.
You'll hear the guy ask a question.
One 4 in a row. What is it you like about what you're doing right now?
Well, again, we don't really live in that 4 in a row thing. You know,
the F you don't. Just say we're ecstatic. We're on a roll. We're doing something right. We're not going to change much of anything. This is not the time to get experimental. If everything's kind of falling into place, we're going to do that until we start screwing up. Then we'll change something. Sorry.
That's okay.
1-4 in a row. What is it you like about what you're doing right now?
Well, again, we don't really live in that 4-in-a-row thing. You know, we're focused on this day, what we need to do to prepare for the challenge, and then certainly get ready to play our best football for 3 hours. So today, what was really positive.
He still knows it's an hour game.
But.
You're not running the entire 3 hours.
You're not, but he's thinking those entire 3 hours. He's all football for those 3 hours. Yesterday's game, a little bit longer.
3 hours. So today, what was really positive was it wasn't perfect by any means.
I get to put in for overtime for the extra hours that I spend on the football game. How long was overtime?
It was actually short-ish. I'd say about 10 minutes.
There were some things that we didn't do as well as we needed to do as a football team, but guys kept fighting. Guys kept battling. We got the right kind of guys on our team who compete. You know, when things don't go well, they have the right demeanor.
You need a trash can?
I need a paper towel. I got snot all over the side of my face.
I want to send a note to Coach Garrett. You got a spit take.
No, he didn't. He got a snot take.
We got the right kind of guys on our team who compete. You know, when things don't go.
That was it. Yeah. We have competitors who enjoyed the football competition game.
Yeah.
And what I like about the four in a row is that we have wished to win four times in a row and did. Here at the NFL.
Our team who compete. You know, when things don't go well, they have the right demeanor, they have the right mindset, they're going to play the next play. So all that stuff is really good for your football team. We have a long way to go. We got to improve. We're going to watch the tape. We're going to see a lot of stuff that we don't like. But the mindset and the mentality, the demeanor and the fight, I think are all really good things.
I'm sure he's a dandy coach. Mm-hmm. He's still a goof. We're going to look at the tapes, see some things we don't like. Obviously, you're going to have to see things you don't like. Otherwise, it would have been a shutout.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Texans, they weren't able to score anything, it's pretty much a perfect game.
Could be, but there's as a coach, there's always something to improve.
Not if you shut them out. But they didn't. You only won by three.
Yeah, by three. Yeah, they did. They did a lot of things to try to help the Texans win that game. The Cowboys are in a really giving mood yesterday. You think it was a holiday. It's like, okay, DeMarco Murray's going to run the ball, and oh, he's fumbling again. Oh, that's fun. Let's do that every game now. He's only got one game this year he has not fumbled. Out of five games, he still has not figured out how to carry a damn football? Sorry, just getting that out there. Then Dwayne Harris decides to do the same thing because apparently he went to the same hold-the-ball school that DeMarco Murray went to, so he gave it to the Texans. Then Romo threw his normal pick, so whatever, but we still won.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just need to know when to take down your football graphic.
Thank you. Seriously, you hold it right here. It's not that hard.
What?
Here, football.
Calm down.
Here. You right in this general vicinity.
You don't scream like that off the air. Just calm it down.
It's not how I was watching the game. I was louder.
Does Tara watch the game with you?
Yeah.
How?
What do you mean, how?
Same house?
Yeah.
Same room?
Yeah.
Headphones on?
We were out, yeah.
Outside?
No, we were at a bar watching the game.
Oh, all right. Does she get into it like you do?
Sometimes she does, yeah.
Does she ever call them suckers?
It is. I believe it's happened a couple times.
Good for her.
Yeah. It's not...
Perfect chick.
It's not barbaric. She's not the shrieky chick. There was one of those at the bar yesterday. She was just like, oh, my God. Yeah. That's not her, thank God.
Okay. Is it hot in here?
I know. It feels good.
Hot to me.
I'll turn it down.
Oh, did you turn the air up?
Not that much.
I had my hands up against one of the lights earlier.
I'll move one of the studio lights closer to you. Was that it with the audio of the game?
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you can only take so much electricity.
We're not so... in the moment?
One four in a row. What is it you like about what you're doing right now?
Well, again, we don't really live in that four in a row thing. You know,
Really? I'm going to guess everybody was running in circles in the locker room after the game. So, yeah, you were living in the moment. Just be happy something's working.
And he is, and he'll say the standard things of, you know, we'll appreciate this win, but then tomorrow we got to come back and we got to get ready for the next game.
And I understand that. If we have not exactly the same thing, if we have a bad show, I'll only let it eat at me for a month and plan, you know, say we got more than one show a year.
That's right.
We have a good show, you still can't come in the next day and go, all right, got this down. We're fantastic, because that's the day that somebody's going to flip off the funny switch, the faucet, and we're all staring at each other going, all right, who forgot to pay the comedy bill?
Is there like a tote the note place?
I don't know, but there are days I felt like our title went back.
It's been hauled off.
I just saw my comedy go down the street.
I thought Jordan's liked us.
That's terrible.
What do we got, Clo, about a minute?
Yes.
Okay, I want to save this stuff when we come back.
You want some more sports? Something quick?
Sure.
Kind of sports-ish. On Friday, there's a man named Mark Donnelly. He was singing "O Canada" before a minor league hockey game in British Columbia, and he was skating around the rink during the song. Unfortunately for him, he did not realize there was a red carpet laid out on the ice.
Is there audio?
Yeah. Yeah, it's cut five. Sorry. As part of the pregame, all the lights are out, and it's just the one spotlight following him around the ice.
Did they not know he was going to do this?
I have no idea. But
otherwise, why would they stick a carpet out there unless somebody... I like the idea. Turn the lights off, put a carpet out there. Now, watch this.
And it's kind of an awkward thing because here it is. They're playing O Canada, and the players are lined up, and he just goes right through that carpet in front of them. And they kind of want to start to, like, go help or not, or stand there and laugh in the middle of the anthem.
They were indecisive.
Yes. You're like, oh, that poor guy.
At least the Canadian anthem is easier than ours.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our singers can't do it sitting in a chair. This guy didn't really seem to miss a step, even though, did he just bust his ass?
Yes. Yeah, he pretty much hit his chin on the ice as he flies over the top of the red carpet, and then he kind of gets tangled up in it when he's trying to get back up. But yeah, I mean, he keeps singing. He's committed.
It's too bad nobody was prepared for it. Watch him go through the fall. Everybody on the team hold up cards. 8, 7, yeah, 10, whatever. There's your score. That deserved the standing at the end. Did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did.
Well, I guess they were already standing for the anthem.
But, yeah, they were. But then they really gave a really solid appreciation applause. At this same time, they laughed at him.
He's just going to skate. Yeah, he is.
And had I just heard this and not seen the video, I don't know if I would have believed it. Because the timing of it seemed too good. Like, the sound effect sounded like something you would just Foley in.
Uh-huh. Whole time Rob Ford screaming, "That's my kid!" All right, we'll break here. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
334 over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers. Only one incident out there right now worth talking about, and it's in Dallas, west on I-30, right at Dolphin Road. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from St. Francis Avenue. It's about a 10-minute delay through that, and other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking pretty damn good right now. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear skies tonight. Might be a few clouds running around, but otherwise, overnight low 70 degrees, then tomorrow sunny and a high around 96. Right now, 81, but 97.1, the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my... play Bucko?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
They're gonna put me in the movies.
That's right. That's Buck Owens.
Yeah, they're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a scene about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
That's a one-time only bumper.
Wow.
Alfie, did I leave anything on my printer in there?
Yes, you mean running in?
Yeah, just think it to me.
I was afraid that he was actually going to do that.
No, that only works with you and me, babe.
That's right.
Thank you. Let's see, what clip did I want to pull first? I'll just play this. You're going to recognize the voice.
Okay.
But it's something that... we said we were surprised this guy hadn't brought up yet on the Ebola virus.
Okay.
He already had.
that they've got helicopters with knockout gas and lethal weapons parked at bases everywhere to kill everybody in America. That's who runs the country for decades. I mean, psychopathic, total murder and kill.
Point he's making is the government's going to take Ebola and spray it on all of us.
I'm surprised he didn't say that they already have, that this is just the beginning.
Nah, if they had to spray this, more than just, you know, two or three people would have it. However many people are actually infected.
Country for decades. I mean, psychopathic, total murdering killers. Of course they don't think we're going to take the country back. All these folks that are going to have some armed rebellion, they've now don't even...
I don't think he's ever noticed, even though I was on his side with gun rights when he was on Piers Morgan, this Alex Jones guy.
Right.
It was his delivery that made him sound maniacal. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Well, first of all, I don't agree with him on this one. But haven't you figured out by now that normally the person screaming the loudest in the room is the maniac?
Of course they don't think we're going to take the country back. All these folks that are going to have some armed rebellion, they've now don't even need troops to fly the helicopters. They've got robot helicopters with airborne Ebola and nerve gas waiting in spray quadrants to kill everybody. That's who runs America, okay? Total psychopathic, 110% Mac Daddy murderers. So hardcore and vicious, you can't even imagine it. Okay?
How bad do you need a radio show to where you... I'd like to think he's not that big of a government conspiracist thing guy. And he's just concocting this so he stands out in the crowd.
I think that's what it is.
But he's got balls for going on, you know, Piers Morgan. And the louder he got, the quieter Piers got, he just calmed down. And even though I was on this... Why is it I can't remember his name?
It's Alex Jones.
Thank you. Even though I was with him on Piers just needed to shut up, I couldn't be on his side. He was just too much of a maniac.
Right.
Okay, so that's part of it. He thinks they take helicopters and hose us down.
Okay. Does he say why? Is it?
Is
the government doing it to protect itself?
Don't make me listen to all of the clips.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I
hear him talk a lot about these various weapons that the government has and is either already deploying against us or ready to do so, and I'm just not sure why they want to.
If you're already under the mindset that the government has weather-making machines and they're killing people with tornadoes, mm-hmm. then this is something that's actually feasible. You could spray Ebola on people.
Yeah.
We can't really make real good tornadoes. Sometimes you can in science class, but you need a bunch of stuff.
This is true. And that's for a little baby one.
This other clip, he says, he didn't really say who in the government, but somebody in the government has been threatening.
Oh.
Threatening him.
Sure.
William Binney, and number four at the NSA, the director of one of their major programs, they've been trying to put him in prison. And you know, they're now calling me up saying, listen, we're going to set you up and put you in prison. I haven't got to this yet on air, but I mean, it's been multiple people just point blank saying, we're going to come after you if you don't shut your mouth. And I don't think they understand. This could get to the point where I'm going to come after them, and I don't mean in a violent way. I mean, you know, these roads go two ways here. You know what I mean?
Oh, I forgot about this. Then he goes into a little more rambling and then goes into, a live commercial break.
Okay.
Okay, so he's pitching fear.
Got it.
Government's threatening him.
Yes.
They're going to spray us down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this commercial.
Past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today.
Oh, my God. You're such a fraud. He put him in the same category as an evangelist.
It's not that far. Actually, it's the same template.
He's the Jim Baker of conspiracy theorists.
You preach fear that God's coming back, end of days, and now I think on his website, he sells survival kits.
Makes sense. If you're gonna have the stances that he does on so many things, that I think that's a necessity.
I'm sure I didn't bother to see what was in his survival kits. Certainly nothing like the one Alfie put together for me for my birthday.
No, yours is pretty comprehensive.
Did you find everything in there?
I was going through it again Saturday. And see, what else did I find in there? A poncho, a waterproof container for matches, a black T-shirt.
Nice.
What was that for?
That was just soap. You have something to wear.
It's actually smart.
What about pants?
Well, I figured you got your pants. You ain't going to leave without them. But
you think I'm going to leave the house with no shirt on? You know how I am.
Oh, in case the one gets dirty in fighting through the apocalypse.
I don't think I'm going to care what I smell like in a post-apocalyptic world.
I know that, but it's always good if it gets torn or something like that.
I'm trying to think what else was in there that... Because I wanted to mention everything. Because obviously he had to buy everything. I know all the beef jerky he stole.
Why did he buy? Because
I've seen it up here before.
Oh.
Because they had boxes at their desk. I don't know where he stole those. But okay. I didn't eat them because they're like teriyaki flavored, and they've got like 14, 15 carbs per serving since I'm doing the low-carb thing.
Right. I'm surprised half of your crate wasn't filled up with Pop-Tarts.
No. I put good amount of money into that. The beef jerky, though, those things are like $6-7 bucks a pop.
But you didn't buy them.
I got them.
I understand.
What else
was in there that I haven't talked about?
There was the respirator. I think you mentioned that on air, though. You got the T-shirt, the porn, the paracord we mentioned, the waterproof matches, dog food. There was two cans of chicken soup.
Yeah, saw that.
Nice.
What else?
I'll go through it again during the break. There was something. There was a lot of stuff in there. Where did you get? Did you go to one place?
I went all over the place. I went to at least three different stores, one to buy the container itself, and at least three of the different stores just to buy everything in it. There was
You bought a can of what?
Can of Chaw in there.
Yeah, I'm using that now.
Cool.
I'm sorry. I couldn't wait for the apocalypse.
I figured that'd be a good idea because I don't want it to expire.
I think the expiration date on it was November, so.
Better get on it.
No, I'm taking a chance. Certainly don't want nicotine fits during a post-apocalyptic scenario.
Yeah, because if you do, next thing you know, you're going to trade sexual favors for a pouch.
When I start having a chaw fit, I won't need a handgun to kill the zombies.
Mm-mm.
I'll figure out some way to distill them and turn them into alcohol and or chaw.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing the Alex Jones guy, because he can say whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling me now. Threatening me.
Who?
People. They're going to throw me in prison.
All right, how's that going to work in the justice system?
I don't know. They threatened to give me Ebola.
Really?
Acne.
Acne? Oh, that's terrible.
Fly over my house and...
Can't decide if I don't like doing him into this mic. It's too loud.
He is a screamer.
Well, that explains. I've looked at his videos before. That explains why he doesn't wear headphones. Do you really want that noise in your head?
God. Was this just like a video blog he was doing, or was this for his radio show?
I think it's both. There's a video, just like us, there's a video archive of the radio show.
Yeah, but we still wear headphones.
I guess if you don't take phone calls and you're just screaming, how many crazy people go stand at the ocean and scream wearing headphones? Because that's really what he is. Some guy screaming at the ocean.
That is true.
I'm not scared of them.
Really?
I don't care if I get acne. They also threaten me with Addison's disease.
Addison's disease?
Carrollton's disease.
Oh, no.
Said they were going to give me bacterial vaginosis and chlamydia.
Wow.
They threatened me with genital warts. I went, ha-ha, joke's on you. They said they were going to start mailing me loogies.
Loogies?
Mm-hmm.
This all sounds pretty serious.
When the man, when you speak your mind, the government's going to come after you with everything. You threaten to give me rickets? Did I mention syphilis?
No.
Threaten that?
Oh, God.
Postpartum depression? They threaten to make my hair ashy.
Didn't even know hair could get.
I think you brought it up last week.
Skin.
Thought they were going to make me a homosexual. And give me yellow toenails.
I think you're giving...
And make me wear a chin dildo.
Okay. I think you're giving the government a little too much credit.
They're obviously worried about something. They threatened to make me do a radio show with Dan Lewis.
Whoa.
That's why I decided to back off.
I think you should go underground. That's a hell of a risk.
And all you have to do is Google Ebola a conspiracy. Page fills up.
I'm not surprised.
There's a lot
of money to be made in fear. In addition to selling survival kits, you can also buy copious amounts of CoQ10.
The only place you can get it. You better order it now, because once we run out, it takes another 12 days to make a new batch. That's according to Granny.
Oh, well. I think we looked this up at one point. He's got some type of, he's got a large house or a ranch type thing.
Someplace in Austin, I think.
Yeah, it's around the hill country. And it doesn't make any sense to me. If you were that worried about the government being after you and your ideals, why would you still live in this country? Wouldn't you then go to some other country and do your show?
Because we're going to take the country back.
Oh, that's
right. They think we won't.
I forgot.
And actually, I cut it out, but the guest he had on the show, when he said, you know, they're threatening me and this works two ways. And the guy wasn't trying to be a dick. He goes, I think they can do more to you than you can to them.
I love that person.
He was on Alex's side on everything else, but yeah. He just said, yeah.
Well, they can just eradicate me.
Well, if they do, I hope your fans will rise up. Didn't say anything about, I hope they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're okay. I hope your fans will rise up, because, man, we got an ass load of this WD-40 crap, whatever stuff we're selling.
CoQ10.
Whatever. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, it's a dietary supplement.
Well, according to this commercial, they've got the only... access to it.
Okay.
Then there was another guy reading, associating what was going on now with the Ebola and biblical scriptures. I don't even know what part of the Bible, if that's what he was reading from. I have no idea what it was from. Where is it? There.
It says a weapon of war is used for...
A weapon of war.
It says a weapon of war is used for war or for quarrels and dissensions that destroy peace. That's another one right here. Says to bear the sword is used of him to whom the sword has been committed. Well, who was given the power of the sword, man? That would be Esau.
Who's face planning?
That's me.
Right.
Oh, my God.
The power of the sword.
It's frightening. That's a lot of power to wield there.
Here says, to bear the sword is used of him to whom the sword has been committed. Well, who was given the power of the sword, man? That would be Esau, right? That would be Esau right there.
Why are you always in such a bad mood?
I have a nail on my anus.
Acts the second chapter.
Dude, I had to do something with this audio.
Okay.
You got it?
Nail in my anus. Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm.
Right? That would be Esau right there.
Why are you always in such a bad mood?
I have a nail on my anus.
Acts the second chapter. The scripture saying Deuteronomy 16, all men should meet.
Oh, no! A man missed a Bible question because he did not know what Deuteronomy was.
Three times within a year.
Running scared.
Got it.
Car scene.
Mm-hmm.
I wasted an hour on this.
See, it's funny you say waste.
Bad mood.
I have a nail in my anus.
Acts, the second chapter. The scripture says in Deuteronomy 16, all men should meet.
Oh, no! The man missed a Bible question because he did not know what Deuteronomy was.
Three times within a year. And that's a, those are one of those days. So he had some jigs outside of Jerusalem.
See, I'm not really familiar with that, the way he's using it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I'm sorry.
But those people were hanging outside Jerusalem.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a, those are one of those days. So he had some jigs outside of Jerusalem in these times, man.
Oh, no. Ipswich clams.
That's exactly what it means. With that, I'm going to say shalom.
I need to go here. All right. We'll be back.
Oh, God.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
401. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Center. There's not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Bald Springs, northbound 635, just before Lake June Road. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic goes back to back from Seagoville Road. And in Plano, southbound 75, just before Legacy, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane there. That one has traffic backed up into Allen, back from Bethany Drive. Of course, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sirius XM. A few clouds tonight, 70 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 96. Right now, 81 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
I guess comic book fanatics, they would be interested. That video I was telling you about, I saw on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he wasn't really talking about specifically DC Comics. That's the only reason, first of all, the reason I watched it, it's The New Adventures of Batman.
Okay.
I went, okay, I wonder what that is. He's referring to the, well, I'm not going to play all of it because I didn't have time to cut it down. This is a grown man, probably in his early 30s, fat, wall-eyed, got a goat, ugly. Damn, ugly.
I'm shocked. Usually these guys are such good-looking guys. Models.
Here's what he's talking about.
So the year is 1977 and we need a Batman cartoon. Wait a minute. Wasn't there already Super Friends? Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Hanna-Barbera didn't actually own the exclusive rights to Batman. They had the rights to the DC Universe, but not the specific rights to Batman. And since those rights were still potentially up for grabs, DC went to Filmation again, and they decided they wanted to basically do a new animated series that was a continuation not of their 1968 cartoon series, but of the 1966 live-action series.
Greetings, Bat fans. This is Batman.
And Robin, the Boy Wonder.
And me too, Batmite.
Welcoming you to the new adventures of Batman.
So,
for this animated series, they brought Adam West and Burt Ward back. It's the first time it was done in the cartoon fashion.
Okay.
This guy now, we're about a minute in, for the next 14 minutes... goes off on why he hates Batmite.
What is Batmite?
That's some new character. I don't think I ever saw the 77 series. I'd have been 16, 17 by then. So I was well into masturbating to anything I got my hands on. I'm certainly not masturbating to cartoons.
No.
Maybe Josie and the Pussycats.
But not Batmite.
Not Batmite or anything bat associated. I've got some sense of pride. Plus there's the professional courtesy. You don't masturbate. It's like I would masturbate to Captain Howard.
Okay. I think somewhere an MRAP just flipped over.
Wow. Okay. Why he can't stand Batmite. Because I couldn't watch the whole thing. I just started jumping through the video. All right, I'll jump in a minute. Maybe he's going to talk about something else.
Okay.
And he goes off on the entire history of storytelling and original templates and drama and characters you can relate to. I went, all right, he's obviously changed subjects. I jumped ahead. Nope, still having a fit about Batmite.
I had never heard of Batmite.
See, the first, the 1968 animated series was kind of an extension.
See, he already explained that. Then he goes on to explain, well, because they didn't, Hanna-Barbera produced The New Adventures of Batman.
Okay.
So they own part of it in the overall copyright world, but not enough to where they could make the Batmobile look like the one from the 66 series, and they couldn't use all the same characters.
Okay.
I don't know how that works. If you can use Batman and Robin, we think that's enough for DC Comics to go, no. No. Hanna-Barbera is not going to do this one.
Okay.
Sid and Marty Krofft already came at us. No. Okay, I'm going to jump in. This is 4 minutes in.
The idea is the hero is given an assignment that they must complete. They'll have trials and tribulations. They'll face...
That's its explanation of storytelling.
Okay.
I'm now 7 minutes in.
Oh.
Beauty and the Beast deals with some pretty dark issues about isolationism and the sense of what beauty is. But
I'm now 9 minutes in.
When they were trying... When almost... All the heroes were homogenized. They all had their very similar kind of things. They had their home bases. In the case of Batman, he had Ace the Bat Hound while...
11 and a half minutes in.
Easily identify with within the Batman mythos. Why couldn't they use Robin? Now, a lot of people pick on Robin. But the more I've watched of this series... While it has its weaknesses, the thing that bugs me most is Robin.
They didn't use him. They used Batmite more than they used Robin. I'm now 13 and a half minutes in.
Oh. By milking even more out of that camp cash cow, then congratulations, my friend. You have hit the annoyance trifecta. Yeah. Okay, that's honestly the best review I could give for this series. It's annoying. It's really, really, really annoying. Even though Filmation usually did one or two seasons, there's a reason this one wouldn't have survived more than one or two seasons.
Why are you reviewing something from 1977? Yeah. We're talking about something that's 37? It's 37 years old?
It's pretty old.
All right. And it was only on, I looked it up. I think they only produced 16 episodes. Why are you reviewing that? What's that? That's, well, a few times I want to log into YouTube and just go, forget what I knocked over. What am I supposed to do with this? What the f*** is this? What the f*** is wrong with you? Yeah. Why are you sitting there having a fit about Batmite? Who do you think's going to watch it?
Maybe.
Yes.
He was doing a service because what if you were actually in the market to buy this series? And then you would come across his review and then he would persuade you not to do it. So then
I'm certainly not going to take the advice of some wall-eyed twerp sitting in his house. Yeah. And I'm going to guess he does a lot of videos. I didn't bother to look. After that one, I'd had my fill.
My guess is, though, if you were doing some type of search trying to find something related to this stuff, you'd probably look similar to him anyway, so his appearance wouldn't turn you off. You would just think,
what does that mean?
I'm saying if you were physically looking for...
I was physically looking for some Batman stuff.
That's Batman stuff. But he's... If you were looking for some type of review on Batmite or this particular series, you're going to look...
I was not. It was
right.
An accident.
That's what I'm saying. You stumbled across it. You didn't search for an hour and go, finally, I found it.
God, please tell me that at least one of the comments said something like, what the hell?
They didn't.
What?
And he didn't have comments blocked out.
He had. He's probably got fans. He's probably got. He's probably.
But there
got,
were no. There were no comments on there.
Oh, none.
No.
Oh, I figured there might be a rich debate going on between like two guys.
I was really shocked. I expected to, you know, you click on the thing that says more, so you can see all the rest of information on him, and then you look at the comments. Nothing.
How many views did it have?
I can. Let me see. It's easy to find.
Because now I'm really curious to know how many are on there, because I don't think I've ever come across a YouTube video with no comments where you were able to post.
Video.
You think for the trolls, that'd just be like, oh, blank canvas.
Yes.
Woo.
Yeah, you know, some troll somewhere is thinking, they find this video, they think with just some carefully worded comments on YouTube, they get this guy to hang himself inside of a week.
1,600.
And not one comment? That's nuts.
Come over here and look. There's actually one comment. Somebody just said share. And what was him? He shared his own video. See what I'm saying? There's nothing underneath this.
That's crazy.
There's a guy. Is that pretty close to the description?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have one eye. He's having a hell of a party.
Yeah, I thought, okay, maybe he's got a problem with his eye. Maybe he's blind. So I really shouldn't rag on him. But you can tell he was looking around. And he certainly knows where the camera is, or at least one of his eyes does. Or he's got two cameras and he's just, it's a crapshoot between him and the director.
I'm pretty sure he's his own director.
And he's very flamboyant. You can.
Well, he's passionate.
His gesticulations. But on his left hand is a gold ring. So I don't know what state he lives in. I ain't saying nothing else.
Okay.
And this is not like it's something that. It's not even justified 10 years ago. This was just published March of this year.
Oh, God. Yet, as you pointed out, because of the ring on his finger, he has managed to find love. He found someone willing to put up with this.
And if you look at the background, I see Xbox Live,
mm-hmm.
Which maybe he got married to somebody on Xbox.
He probably has a flesh and blood companion. It doesn't have to be purely digital. It's not like he's married in Second Life or whatever the hell that game is.
I'm not slamming all of them.
But
there are a lot of people you can look at and just go, gamer. I mean, somebody that's all they do, and they've got the entire setup. And it's every week, as soon as they get, let's say they got a job.
Okay.
As soon as they get home, everything's on. They're talking to their community with their headphones on, whatever they wear. And you know that's it until they get up the next day, have to go to work. To me, that's a gamer.
I could see that. I think some people...
Because I saw the offensive look in your face. How long do you normally play?
On a good week, I'll say maybe 2 hours.
I'm sure gamers would call you some type of cyber puss.
Yeah, I'd be a noob. But yeah, no, I'm not counting the times where I get drunk and then Tara goes to bed and then I go out and drunk play. Because like, I turned the game on last night for a little bit and drunk Dan played Friday night and bought some things.
What'd you buy?
Well, I mean, in the game you can buy things.
You have to pay money?
No, it was just like this one game I'm playing. I didn't remember playing it on Friday, and then I've got new weapons on Sunday. It's like, hey, look, Drunk Dan did me a favor. Drunk Dan made some headway in this game.
The weapons fairy come by and drop me off some stuff.
I know. I started playing the game on Friday. Come Sunday, I got guns.
But just looking at him, doesn't it just scream gamer?
No, it's hard to say because the gamer thing, I see what you're saying, and yeah, you can usually tell someone that might play a video game or something, but hardcore into comics like that,
That's somebody that's probably got little pewter figures all around his house.
Warlocks and...
It was just... That's one of those car wreck moments. You just... You see the video? You just kind of got a rubberneck. Where's he going with this?
Did this... When you noticed that this video had zero comments, were you a little bit afraid?
I didn't look until today.
Okay. Because
I watched this over the weekend, and then I thought, all right, I'm really curious. I called him an effing idiot.
I'd be a little bit worried if this was me. If I come across a video with no comments on it whatsoever, I would be afraid that I have now reached the end of whatever I was trying to find, whatever research I was doing, and there's no comments on a YouTube video. That's it. I got to go outside now.
Yeah, because people will comment on anything on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that you, it looks like you're breathing. Did you eat food?
Mm-hmm.
What your Xbox is at the background?
Even if there's a YouTube, I guarantee you there's a YouTube user out there somewhere with the handle Captain Obvious. He could have posted Floaty Eye.
And again, if you're going to, I've talked about this, but this got nothing to do with him. If you're going to post videos on a regular basis, get a wired mic or a lavalier, something. That hollow sound is irritating, and especially if you've got, and maybe go to the store and get a damn light. Maybe light yourself. If you're doing video, why not make it look as good as you can? And get a camera that streams 30 frames per second, not this 8 frames per second. Where you look like Max Headroom.
Maybe that's the style he's going for.
Gorilla type reporting.
Yeah.
Gorilla. Breaking news on something that came out in 1977. Why are you looking at Alfie?
I'm just looking.
There are some of these guys that do this kind of review that are decent at it, but this guy's not one of them.
What was the last review you watched?
Last review I watched, there's this one guy who actually does a parody of guys like this. He does it in like a, you know, gross, breathy, breathy voice, and he'll do critical breakdowns of like Star Trek and Star Wars movies. And they'll be long as hell, but they're at least funny and have some content to them, not just bitching about some stupid character.
But you have to be aware of people like this guy on the internet. Or you wouldn't get the other ones.
Exactly.
And this guy isn't that popular because he's only got 16,000 views, and now 3 of them are mine.
Okay, but I think this guy...
One was from over the weekend, one when I pulled the audio, and now.
But there's a lot of those guys.
Yeah, but that 16,000 views is a lot.
1,600.
Oh, 100. Well, okay. Even still, 1,600 sounds kind of like a lot given the content of this. I think most of those would just have to be accidental clicks.
Yeah, just tags. Clicking.
Well, how long do you have to watch before you get credit for it?
I think as soon as it's clicked, you get credit.
All right. My guess still is 1,650 of those are him.
I guess that's possible. I don't know if you get the full credit on that, though, as far as the ad sharing revenue.
Okay. Sorry.
So did you find what you were looking for whenever you were searching and stumbled across this, or did this just completely derail you?
I forgot what I was... No. It was Batman-related, I forget. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, wait. Were you trying to look up how much the gift was for the Batman autograph for Adam West and Bert What's-His-Nuts?
Why would I be looking on YouTube for that?
Well, maybe you just did a Google thing and that somehow, maybe you accidentally clicked videos and that came up. I don't know.
I never accidentally click videos. Okay. When I click on videos, it's go time.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I have no recollection.
Okay.
Senator.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't spend all weekend looking up the price or the cost of everyone's gifts for you on Friday?
Now, clothes I can kind of guess because I was already looking for boots like this. You took a chance that I didn't buy any. Or did you just check with Gina every day?
Yeah, I just checked with, yep.
Well, plus we had the guy from Western Warehouse.
What Sheplers.
Sheplers.
The one that ratted me out.
Exactly. He ratted you out, so we knew you didn't go back in to buy them. So.
We got about 3. What do you want to do since I've wasted a segment on Batmite.
I learned something new. I didn't know what Batmite was.
I didn't know that Adam West and Burt Ward had voiced one of the cartoons.
How many cartoons were there?
That one?
Yeah. I mean,
Well, there were Super Friends.
Hard. Yeah.
And I guess there was a Batman Robin cartoon in the... He makes reference in 68. I don't remember it.
No.
I just remember Batman and Robin from Super Friends.
Yeah.
Why is it... Nobody could recreate the Batmobile. None of them look like the 66 version. They all look like I'm doing what he's doing. Well, then I might as well do it like this.
Why is it nobody can recreate the Batmobile?
You're a fanboy.
I always thought it was odd. What do you want to do?
Okay. How about this? Let's do cut number 7. The woman in Oklahoma City, she saw an old lady sitting in a brand new car the other day, and she realized it was the same woman who panhandles in this same area. So she claimed she doesn't have enough money for food. So the woman started recording her, and right when she did, a man recognized the panhandling woman as well.
You asking for money in the middle of the street, and you drive a 2013 car? So you're going to tell me you're not going to drive this car? Your son is going to come pick you up. Oh, you take it and bury it by terror. Listen, I work hard for my money. I don't know.
Why you give your money to panhandlers?
He's being kind to a stranger. She's standing in the middle, on the side of the road, holding up a sign saying, I need money for food.
Nah, that bitch probably cut her own legs off. Why can't her son give her any money? What kind of car was it?
Fiat.
Are those expensive?
I don't know, but it's a new car. It's 2013.
I work hard for my money. I don't appreciate this and that's why people like you get taken advantage of people like me. This is bull. I see this car here tomorrow, I'm gonna bust the window. How much you wanna bet? I see this car tomorrow, watch it. I work hard. 40 hours.
You're gonna be homeless and you're gonna be carless. I'll put dents in this car even I can't take back out. We got a break.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:33 over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Let's get started off in Dallas. That's on I-35. Right near the tollway merge, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. This one involving three vehicles. Right now, traffic is backed up back to the 35-183 split. Also in Dallas, westbound Woodall Rogers, just before Pearl, got an accident blocking the left lane there. That, of course, has traffic backed up back to 75. In Balt Springs, northbound 635, just before Lake June Road, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up into Siegelville back from I-20. And in Plano, southbound 75, just before Legacy, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up into Allen back from Bethany. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. A few clouds tonight, 70 for the low. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high around 96. Right now, it is 82. 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Was that it with that clip and the panhandler?
Yeah. I think there might have been a few, like maybe 10 more seconds to it. As he walks.
You asking for money in the middle of the street, and you drive a 2013 car? So you're going to tell me...
And why drive a car anywhere near where you panhandle?
Because
you think that would be, in your mind, a no-drive zone. Don't go anywhere near that.
Shouldn't, but she's old. So, I mean, while she can lie about being homeless or lie about needing money for food, she can't. She's right there. She's old. It's not like she's going to walk half a mile to get to her Fiat. So she parks it behind the gas station where she thinks no one will see her.
Oh. It's, first of all, I don't know how many are scams, but the odds are pretty good that, no, they're not homeless. There's that midget. I'm not familiar with any panhandlers in Fort Worth. I only know the ones I see in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I try and leave Fort Worth out of this one. Midget used to be off of John Carpenter and something. You'd always see him there with his rolled up blue jeans. Why can't you just cut those off or wear shorts or buy shorts? They'd probably be about the right length.
Well, cause then it doesn't look as desperate. Doesn't look as sad. You know, the guy you're talking about, I know I've had other people call in about him, and he's shifted around the area a few times.
I don't know if people called or I got emails. Somebody said that they saw him out at Bossier.
Mm-hmm.
The horse races. Not panhandling. Gambling.
Yeah. It's probably a reason why he doesn't have any money. He keeps betting on the ponies.
And there was one guy, this was late 90s. Guy that was near the station, so I'm every morning coming to work. Had a dog. Listener stopped by, handed the guy the cell phone, so I talked to him. Said, we'll find somebody to watch your dog. We've already got somebody that's called that will pick you up, take you to work every day. I just rather put out a message to people to give me money. Bye. Said, I'll even buy you a wallet, just so you have something to put money in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some type of pride that goes along with it for you. He didn't want it. He just wanted free stuff. And to me, that dog was nothing more than a prop.
More than likely. Absolutely. Yeah. And then, and it's because you see enough of those situations to where if there's a legitimate person asking for something, you don't give to them because you think they're full of it or that it's not to be trusted.
Well, you can't trust them. It's not like there's some type of homeless owners association. Wow. I guess you could still call it an HOA.
Yeah.
Homeless association.
Mm-hmm.
They're not vetted. And the time you give them cash, you're just lengthening the process. It's like finding a good fishing hole. They're coming back.
Yes, absolutely. There was a guy on right outside the station for a little while. Is it right at Spring Valley in the tollway? He was on the same corner, I'd say for 2 weeks. Not every day, but I'd say every other day for about 2 weeks solid. And he had his sign up, and he looked like he was in fairly good shape. He didn't look sickly. He had decent looking. He looked like he had taken a bath recently. He had a shirt tucked in, and he was saying, need money for bills and food for children. I don't know if that was his like writing loophole, not his children or what, but I'm not giving you money. You look like in too good a health.
And that's the sad thing about it is it may be embarrassing for him to actually go out and beg for money, but he still took pride in his appearance.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to work against him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple that do it over here, right across the street, the opposite direction of Spring Valley. It's a couple. They look good. They look decent. And I'm like, nobody's going to give you money if you look decent.
Two of you, neither one of you can find a job.
On the flip side, though, last time I was outside of Fair Park, there was a guy walking through traffic with a sign asking for money. Now, he looked legitimately messed up. However, Tara sees him and she says, yeah, but look at those abs.
Walking around with his shirt off?
It was a buttoned shirt that was just open.
I'm going to play both sides of this. Pathetic animal play to the bitches.
Yeah. It was like if there was a chick running around somewhere with a homeless fetish, that was her guy. He had the beard would look like it had things living in it, and it probably hadn't been washed in ever. And then just the torn, dirty, he looked like he smelled, but then that open shirt just exposing that six-pack as the wind hit it just right. He looked like a Calvin Klein photo shoot for homeless.
It's a good-looking man that can overcome all those obstacles. Stink, nasty, pathetic. But then abs. Your wife is hot. It's not easy to turn her head.
She wasn't saying, like, ooh, it's hot. She was just, she was looking at it as, well, but it, whatever he's doing is working for him. I don't know why he looks so sad. That's what I told her. I said, if I had abs like that, I wouldn't look that sad. I'd be happy.
Yeah, but I'm on a homeless diet. That's why you see my abs. Took me years to go from the distended belly to actually showing my abs. How many weekend review questions you got?
It's actually a good number.
Well, it's a good number, but that doesn't mean they're good questions.
Well, they're not all going to be beautiful.
I was here for last week's show.
See, you say that as if like...
I say it every time. That way if the bit sucks, hey, I warned you.
That is true.
All right. Go ahead then.
Okay. This is Week in Review for September 29th through October 3rd. On Friday, Russ brought up Uri Geller. This was the previous Friday. Russ brought up Uri Geller when talking about reports of iPhones bending. On Monday, this news story was released.
What is Uri Geller and bending iPhones?
That's correct. Dan noticed this is the running theme of all the men Russ finds attractive.
What is, they're all black?
Correct. According to Sarah Palin, this is the address of the White House.
What is 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue?
That's right. Russ requested to have a bounce house for his birthday with these two people inside all greased up.
Who are Sean Rabb and... oh, Terry Dorsey.
Yes. Also would have accepted. There's one more name.
Bud Gillette.
Said. That's right. I got an email from a guy. He said over the weekend he was watching, I guess, CBS News. And
dude, Bud Gillette is a bounce house. Did he say that?
No, he said he saw Bud Gillette on TV, and he said he just couldn't stop laughing. And his girlfriend was hitting him, telling him to shut up because she was trying to listen to the story. She's getting mad at him because she didn't realize what he's laughing at.
Damn, he's becoming the CBS eye.
The reason Russ does not go into the Kiss studio on weekends when Cruz is on the air.
What is, I don't want to be an accessory after the fact.
That's right.
Because you don't know who's going to be in there, and you know he don't check driver's licenses.
Mm-mm. There's only one person in the Dallas radio market that is exotic hot, like a Maserati. And it's this person.
It was Terry Dorsey.
That's correct. KSCS should drop their new country slogan and use this instead.
What is exotic country?
That's right. And bonus points for this promotion.
Let's give away Maserati a month or a day.
Yes, Maserati a day in May. The new exotic game at the state fair wouldn't involve this. Let me rephrase. The new exotic game at the state fair would involve this.
Obviously, it's got something to do with Terry Dorsey, but I don't... Is this something I said?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Shooting between the gap and Terry Dorsey's teeth.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, you said it. One of Russ's old flings, Lauren Gifford, tried to call Russ, but he didn't answer because he was masturbating to this person.
Who is Ray Walston?
That's correct.
My Favorite Martian.
So sad.
Antennas up.
Ugh. Russ would not drive to Chicago for sex. He wouldn't even drive to Roy City, but might drive to this place for sex.
I'm going to drive to Chicago. Oh, that's where Lauren Gifford is. Where did I say I would go? What is Crumb?
That's correct. When considering gay sex, Russ says it would start here.
What is Abuelos?
With?
Tony.
That's right.
The bartender.
Russ's latest man crush is Steve McCree that just happens to have this job.
What is a CFO for Clear Channel Broadcasting and iHeartMedia?
That's correct.
It's funny, I haven't heard from Steve McCree.
You haven't?
I haven't heard from him or Kelly Kibler. She was the one that said, hey, the CFO is a big fan of the show. He listens all the time here in New York. I think if I got mentioned on a show this big, I'd send something.
Yeah, or at least, if nothing else, an email. A friend request on Facebook, perhaps.
A little... something in the mail for my birthday.
At least give you a little poke.
Yeah.
Facebook poke.
I heart butt.
Okay. According to Russ, this is the name of the weather guy on Fox 4 in the mornings.
It was Evan Williams.
Yes.
What's his real name?
Evan Andrews.
Okay.
Not the whiskey.
Got it.
Russ hopes that Wendy Davis did this before she decided to run for governor of Texas.
but his dance at Jaguars.
That's right. According to Mark Davis, this is who we should blame for Ebola.
Obama.
Correct. This might have been the person to create the polio vaccine.
By the way, I don't think Mark Davis really made that accusation. Or did he? I think we were jacking around.
No, he was saying that part of the reason we had this Ebola problem is because our government wouldn't take the necessary, even though drastic, step of shutting down flights coming in from that part of the world.
Okay, but he's not insinuating it's a government conspiracy.
Not a conspiracy, no.
Yeah, just a lack of fiduciary duty to the country.
Yes.
Okay.
This might have been the person to create the polio vaccine.
Who is Marco Polio?
Yes. Dan seems a little too excited about this new feature of the video stream.
What is the green screen and the Doppler radar?
Yes, my weather map. Russ wants Dan to come over and cook for him wearing this.
Russ wants what?
Russ wants Dan to come over and cook for him while wearing this.
Assless chaps.
Yes. It was discovered that the symptoms of Alzheimer's is not like the symptoms of this. I'm sorry, let me rephrase. It was discovered that the symptoms of Alzheimer's is a lot like the symptoms of this.
What is alcoholism?
Yeah, just being drunk. Out of all of Russ's gifts, this is the one he just couldn't figure out, but decided to wear it anyway.
What is a dildo chin?
That's right.
Or chin dildo?
Yeah. A chindo. Alfie collected some birthday voicemail greetings for Russ, but didn't think Russ would notice this.
That they were a year old?
That's correct. The amount of lights that Russ is...
Now Alfie's even stealing from himself.
Man, that's bad. He got a sickness.
Amount of lights what?
The amount of lights that Russ's realtor left on after showing Russ's house.
What is 26?
That's right. The floodlights were on so long, this happened in the bathroom.
What is the floor was hot?
Yep. Kenzie got out of a speeding ticket by mentioning who she worked for. However, she kept saying she was in debt to this person.
The cop that let her go.
Yeah. The reason Everett would not want to put his kids in daycare.
He was afraid that they would pick up a French accent.
That's correct. For some reason, people could not walk around the studio without tripping over these on Friday.
What are penises?
Yep. This is the reason the car commercial that asks, "Do you have a job and $99?" pisses Dan Lewis off.
What if he doesn't have $99?
That's right.
And barely the other one.
All right, two more. Holding your kid's arm as they run around in circles while you beat them is called this.
What is a NASCAR whipping?
Yeah.
With an extra punch every third turn.
And finally, actor-comedian Tone Bell made a visit to the studio and seemed unfocused. He might have had this.
What is NDD?
That's correct.
I still have that clip.
But I would imagine that, I got to be honest with you, it's probably pretty funny.
He can't really focus on anything. Mm. You got NDD?
Oh, my God.
You got that, didn't you?
I didn't want to get it, because like what you did was you made me say it in my head.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Alfie, what is line one?
She's calling about people panhandling.
Yes, Christina.
Hey, there's actually a couple in McKinney that bring their kids to Panhandle.
Oh. Do they hit the same corner every time?
It's the exact same corner. It's at 75 and 380. It's one of the shopping centers in McKinney. And they set up under one of the trees in the parking lot, and they pull in this van. I think it's like a Toyota Sienna, an old one, or like a Dodge Caravan. And the mom is usually either outside holding a baby, or she's sitting, or she's got the side of the van opened up, and she's sitting in the van, and dad's out there with the other kid holding up a cardboard sign saying, you know, need money to feed my kids.
Everybody needs money to feed their kids.
Yeah.
I don't know why they stand out. But you know what? It's got to be a good spot, or they wouldn't keep going to the same place.
I don't know that it is. I have never seen anybody stop there for them, and every time we pass it, we just give them that glare that what in the blank are you doing out there with your kids in the hot sun glare, but they're still there every time.
We don't have any place to go. We gotta sit out here and just hope for the goodwill of other people around us.
Yeah, yet they're always dressed well.
What do they wear?
Nice t-shirts and jeans. And the mom's usually in a decent skirt.
She hot?
There's no holes in their clothes. There's no stains. There's no. It's not like they're all pressed in suits or anything, but they don't look homeless. They look, hell, they look better than my kids.
Well, I don't think all homeless people run around and swim in septic tanks. I'm sure some of them have clothes or some place to wash them. I don't know. I couldn't survive on the street for an hour.
But see, that's what pisses me off is because there are so many things out there for these people. I used to work for agencies that could get them everything they needed if they were willing to get it.
And, you know, if you've got a van and a wife and if you don't have any place to go, you go by a pawn shop, buy a used lawnmower, mow yards. Do something.
There you go.
Well, there's more. All right, thanks. There's more money in this standing here. Why should I go and work for it if somebody's going to hand it to me?
I actually had someone.
Yeah, that will work for food. That's not work. No, I'm not buying that one.
I had a guy walking through a neighborhood one time where I was living, and he had his lawnmower. He was pushing it. And he said, "Hey, sir, do you mind if I mow your lawn or any other chores you might need done that you could give me a little money?" And I said, "You know what? That's really cool what you're doing. However, I just got fired, so I'm not in any need of this. In fact, give me your mower."
Hands up, homeless man.
It really was. It was right after the format flip at CBS. They had just dropped off my stuff from the office. That's why I was outside. And this guy comes with his mower, and I thought, oh, no, it's a sign. That's going to be me.
Oh, please, don't let him ask me to go into business with him. At least he got something, and he was doing something.
Yeah, and I felt...
Maybe working the odds of, okay, maybe he really is sincere, so I'll give him cash. I ain't even got no yard. Just, it was a nice offer. Here's $5.
Yeah.
At least it's a good gimmick.
And it may be. However, there was no way in hell I would let you inside the house to help me with chores inside, because now I'm immediately thinking you're casing the joint to come back. But...
Did you actually ever see him in the neighborhood mowing?
No. I think he was just one of those guys.
That was a prompt.
I think he was just moving through. I think he was just going street by street. And then I guess, I don't know if it ever worked. And then he's got out and hopped on his mower and went to the next town. I don't know.
Was it a riding mower?
No, it was a push mower. Makes it more pathetic.
Was it self-propelled?
God, I hope so.
How was he going to hop on it and ride off?
It's probably because it's self-propelled.
Just sit on the engine and pull the thing up.
Well, the engine's running, but I ain't moving. They screwed me at the pawn shop. Yeah, all right, Alfie, I'm done with the homeless things.
Got it.
A couple of people on hold. Well, I've seen people, you know, begging in nicer clothes than what I was wearing. Again, maybe it helps offset the sense of you still got some level of pride, even though you're having to beg.
I imagine it's got to be of trying to strike a balance between looking like you want to present yourself as if you were going to work and not trying to be scary, but then you also need to look desperate enough to where people would actually give you money, but not so desperate that you look like you'd rob them.
That's another good gimmick in itself. He's certainly safe. He's wearing a suit. Nope. Could be hiding a gun in there anywhere.
No.
Wait a minute. Wonder how he got that suit. Yeah. I don't think I'm rolling the windows down. I've never thought of what I would do if I was homeless. I've thought about it over the years. Just, you see people that are really successful and they lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, we don't have time to get into the story, but is it Nicole Eggert?
Yes.
She's running an ice cream truck now.
Yeah, from Charles in Charge, Baywatch, that movie where she got totally naked with the Corys, blown away.
The Corys?
Heyman.
Did they touch her?
Oh, yeah. She had like a shower sex scene with Corey Haim. She was all naked in it.
Was that before she got fat?
Yeah.
But you see people like that. The one time I saw Martin Milner from Adam 12, you know, was on the network, NBC, for like 6-7 years. Big shot, top-rated show. Now he's sitting at an autograph thing with a cigar box, making his own change. I think he's doing a fishing show in California now on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I think. It may be for food.
Fish food?
For him. So I've thought about it. What would I do if I lost all my money? I got no backups. There's nothing else I could do.
You could find something. They're tile.
I hate that.
I know, but at least that's something that your dad left you with.
I have no career. It's not like I've got some type of degree or I can drive a truck. I'd go do whatever I needed to. But nothing else I could do to be successful. I'm screwed, Jack.
Well, you could build in your own backup plan. I saw a billboard over the weekend for owner-operators of trucks. You make $6,000 a week.
Driving an 18-wheeler, tractor-trailer?
Yeah. You just got to your rig.
Well, you got to buy the rig.
That's what I'm saying. You could buy the rig now. That way, you've got your backup.
Where am I going to put it? And when am I going to have time to go to the Wally Thor Truckmaster School of Trucking?
Maybe over the Christmas break.
You got to plan. I'm sure it takes more than a week or two to learn how to drive one of the big rigs.
It does, but maybe you could take some weekend classes.
And I'm certainly not going
to go back to school.
Take a class from a guy. I don't even know if Truckmaster is still around. I remember the Wally Thor guy used to do his own spots, and he was like the severe walleye.
Yeah.
I'm not letting him teach me how to drive a truck.
Maybe he's just really focused.
Yeah.
That one eye is just on it.
You got one eye on the road and the other eye out looking for cops. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
505. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Still not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Balt Springs, northbound 635, just before Lake June Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages now. Traffic is backed up into Siegelville, back from I-20. And a side street accident for you in Dallas, eastbound Northwest Highway, just before Preston. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Only the right lane getting by right now. Traffic is backed up back from Inwood Road. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking pretty damn good. Listen to the Eagle all week long. Cindy Skull, Chris Ryan, and us were all giving away pit tickets to Freakers Ball. It's Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Details on it are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. A few clouds tonight, 70 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny and a high of 96. Right now, it's 84 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Looked up and on CBS 11, Bud Gillette was on. I'm a bounce house. How do you get around? This pilot fish drives me. All right. You ready to start news?
Sure.
Yeah. 507. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, October 6, 2014. Birthdays today. Actor Jeremy Sisto is 40. Actor Ian Gruffudd is 41. He played Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four movie, and he's on the new ABC show, Forever. Actress Elizabeth Shue turns 51. Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon is 63. Britt Eklund is 72.
God, she used to be so smoking.
I remember I'd seen the name and mentions here that she had the Dance of Seduction in the original Wicker Man.
I have no idea what that is. I want to say she was a Bond girl. Oh. It's a B-R-I-T-T.
Yeah. This says she was naked in it.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you spell her last name?
E-K-L-A-N-D. And then Ellen Travolta, John's sister, is 74.
Oh, no.
What? Did she not hold up?
You have any idea what she looked like before?
No.
Okay. Come over here. Here's that's from the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Yup. No.
she do to her eyes? They got bigger.
Well, she's kind of squinting in the black and white photo and the color one. Yeah, maybe she got a facelift and they just kept going. Because those are almost doll eyes.
Yeah, exactly. She actually looks
shark
like
eyes.
Like a doll's eyes. And swimming with bull-legged women.
She was a Bond girl.
Okay. Yeah, she looks like one of those anime girls.
Only 80.
Yeah, yeah, just an old version.
Yeah. No, that's too bad. I don't beat off to anybody that's not currently hot.
It's probably a good thing to have.
That's too much of a hollow existence.
Well, the team has finished decontaminating the Northeast Dallas apartment where an Ebola patient spent several days.
Just in time.
I know. The hazmat crew started Friday afternoon at the Ivy Apartments where Thomas Duncan stayed before he was admitted to the hospital with Ebola symptoms. Material inside the apartment was packed into specially made containers, taken away and destroyed. Then the apartment was sanitized.
You know why? One of the reasons it took them so long, it may be in the story. I don't know. They didn't know what to do with the stuff they were going to yank out of the apartment. Okay, well, we can yank it out, but what do we do with it?
And that was part of the problem they had getting into in the first place was they had to have a special permit on how to properly dispose of it and all that.
I got it cleaned up, luckily, about a day or so after the Dallas County deputies had already been in there.
Yes. Yeah, the most recent thing I saw just a few minutes ago was 38 people that were in contact through the circle of whatever are considered low risk, and I think like 10 or 11 people are considered high risk. Of the people he came in contact with.
And what's the deciding factor of which category you go in?
I couldn't tell you. That's something the CDC decides.
Because it's not airborne.
No.
So there's got to be some type of physical contact, and you guys got to have, both people have to have open wounds or some way to exchange
fluids.
Fluids.
Yeah.
Liquids.
Lick my cut.
Your what?
Cut.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not licking a bowl lunt.
A 17-year-old student from Longview was arrested.
Why do they even bother cleaning up that apartment? Who's going to rent it?
Exactly.
They might as well burn that complex down.
They'll be able to rent it.
I'm sure it's safe.
People in that neighborhood, in those apartments.
What does that mean?
It's a nasty neighborhood. There is one neighborhood in Dallas where, just sitting outside a 7-Eleven, I was offered crack, and it's in this neighborhood.
Maybe they can put up a banner that says, under new management, Ebola free. Hey, I wonder if that's like free Wi-Fi. No, it is free. All right, with all the publicity, who's going to, I don't care how badly you need an apartment. There are houses people won't buy because somebody died in them. And it really has no bearing on what goes on in that house.
It shouldn't. And this is one of those things that they would have to disclose it, wouldn't they? Because it has to be disclosed if you buy a house where, you know, a crime was committed, like murder or something, right?
That'd be a Rodney question. Only because this is a recent pandemic. I'm going to guess they probably can get around it. Anybody die in this house? Nope. Did somebody almost die in his house?
Well, I don't think he's technically almost dead till he got to the hospital.
Did it have the black mold? You're getting close. I don't know if they'd have to disclose that or not. It's certainly not something you're going to put in the Craigslist ad.
No. Yeah, you're not going to put that next to the move-in special sign out front of the office with the balloons. Move-in special. Ebola rates.
I got a discount on a rent house one time because the guy died in the backyard.
See, I don't get that. What do I care? If somebody died in the house, if it was a murder, maybe I'd have an issue with it. Just that really shouldn't have any bearing on it either.
Yeah.
As long as they cleaned it up.
Yeah, they cleaned it up. It's got a pool and a nice kitchen. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care if it's a good price. I don't care if he was a vivisectionist. And he used the house as like his headquarters.
A 17-year-old student from Longview was arrested last week for making threats against his school. Police found a stash of weapons in his home. According to KLTV, Christopher Andrew Jones made the threats about Pine Tree High School in an online chat room. He allegedly bragged that he and three others were planning to lock the doors of the school's cafeteria and carry out, quote, the greatest shooting ever. He also said they'll have no escape and can't touch us because we're on the outside. Bang, 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 400 people in there. It will go down in history. One law enforcement.
In this chat room, did they use their real name?
Once law enforcement officials identified Jones as the person in the chat room, they searched his home, seized two swords, a set of brass knuckles, 17 firearms, and several computers.
Is a 17-year-old?
Yes, I assume that this was, he's living with his parents.
And how many guns?
17.
I got one for each birthday.
That's right. It is East Texas. Jones allegedly told officers he was just trolling and just trying to make people nervous when he made the comments online. Well, since then, he's been released on a $10,000 bond.
They let him out?
Released him on a $10,000 bond.
Which means all he had to come up with was like a grand for the bail bondsman.
Yeah.
The judge let him out.
They gave him a bail. He's already been sniffed out. It's not like they're not going to let him go back to school.
They let him out? They confiscate the guns?
That I don't know.
Any psychiatric evaluation?
I would imagine that's coming.
Coming?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to put a restraining order on you, between you and the school, and where all these students live, and hear their addresses. You stay away from their houses. Okay, so you just told me where everybody lived. Yeah, and you better turn them guns in a couple of days, Slick. I don't get... Obviously, he's a buffoon. But if you were really going to do it, why tell anybody in a chat room? Do you think everybody in the chat room is your friend?
Well, the guy that did the college shooting on and just off campus in California, he had YouTube videos.
They weren't released until after the shooting.
No, I think he'd already posted them online.
Somebody's got to see them.
Right, just no one knew to look for them.
But if you're in a chat room, there's somebody in that chat room. Otherwise, you just wouldn't be chatting to yourself.
No.
That's radio.
Mm.
He's talking in one direction.
Yes.
There's no feedback.
Right.
I don't like feedback.
I know.
Alfie was on line one.
That's Big Stacy.
What's he want?
He called in with an idea for your truck
thing. I don't want to hear it.
I'll get rid of him.
Thank you. Good.
Okay.
I'm not buying a truck.
Okay.
Does he want me to buy one?
Yes, he does.
He's got a nice
So
truck.
He can drive it.
So someone can drive
so
it.
So he can drive it.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not buying him a big rig. Does he still drive for Dart?
I believe so.
Yeah, let him be their liability.
I saw a Dart driver the other day. Kind of big. Looked like he was texting on his phone. I thought, please don't let that be Big Stacy.
Was the bus moving?
No.
Well, I think you can text if you're parked.
Oh, I don't know. And he was just stopped at a light, so I mean, it was going to change.
Most of them do.
Just saying. In August, someone dropped off their 4-year-old dog at an animal shelter in Ozark, Alabama, after it got hit by a car. They said they couldn't take care of him because they were moving, also because they're major a-holes. Workers at the shelter nursed the dog back to health, but for whatever reason, no one wanted to adopt it. Probably because it was injured and partly because it was a mutt. Last month, they finally decided to put him down. They had a vet come and give it a lethal injection, left his body in a crate for the night, and planned to remove it the next day. But when they came back the next morning, the dog was still alive, walking around the kennel like normal and drinking water.
Praise God.
This can happen if the vet does not use a big enough dose or if they miss a vein. But they decided not to euthanize him after that, sent him to a no-kill shelter instead. Someone decided to name him Lazarus after the man in the Bible Jesus brought back to life, and in less than a month, he had fully recovered. Someone heard about his story and adopted him.
No.
No what?
You survive a death sentence, you don't get a standby character, Lazarus of Bethany, I think. You call that dog Jesus. What?
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. They went back to remove his body, and he wasn't there.
Actually, he was there.
He's just walking around. What's up, people?
You want to try this again?
And then he just starts levitating.
Wish I had enough fingers on my paw to flip everybody off. all right, I'm going to have to come up with something new. You know that funky toe on my wrist?
Yeah, yeah.
That's my new finger.
I'll give you the Duke Claw.
A blue bug.
Good.
I just... Yeah, it's a good one.
Still in there?
I think most of it's out. We don't want the dog, so you go ahead and take it. We're moving. I'm not going to turn this into a Pause in the City segment, but you chicken ass. You got no family, no friends. If you tried everything and your only option was, let's say you were homeless.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my only option, animal shelter. But if you're moving, you probably got a few dollars. You give the shelter some money.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them don't. Well, the new place doesn't allow dogs. Then find another place.
Why? I don't understand why.
Or
don't
tell them
so
about the dog. That's what Dan does. He just lies about it.
Yeah. We have our big dog and a rat. Prove it's not.
I don't think Daphne. What could she do? She weighs maybe 2 pounds.
No, she's like 4.5. But you're right. I mean, I'm more of a danger to that apartment than the dog is.
Yeah, and you didn't have to pay a deposit. They didn't ask, are you a vomiting alcoholic? Because we're going to need an extra deposit.
You ever had those times in the middle of the night or early in the morning where you're not sure if you're going to make it to the toilet? Yeah, because the deposit I gave the apartments, it's fully refundable. The pet deposit, only half.
Where I'm doing a lot more damage than the dogs, because some nights I...
And that ain't no easy thing.
Mm-mm.
Got to have focus and determination.
If I'm going to take a on the ceiling, I got to make sure I don't hit the fan. Because that's bad. It's a bad joke. And you don't want it to happen.
I see you, Lionel Richie, and I raise you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Lionel Richie don't want dancing on my ceilings after I had the runs.
Now you want to rethink that whole deposit thing?
Yeah. I don't get the half the deposit for the pets. The whole idea is I'm putting down the deposit, so that's my goal to take care of the place.
Yeah.
And I have never moved out of an apartment where I got my deposit back.
They'll always find something.
I don't even know why I spend any time cleaning. And they weren't big. I think the biggest apartment I ever had was 800-900 square feet, maybe. Takes a long time to clean it up if you don't pay attention to stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the last couple of places the last apartment, we got most of our deposit back. The previous place we lived, they tried sticking us with the full bill for them getting new hardwood floors. We were renting out a condo. I'm like, no. We lived there for 2 years. You remodeled this condo 12 years ago. Uh-uh. I'm not buying you new floors.
At an apartment complex, do the same thing. I lived in one in Northeast Dallas, I think for 7 years. And they charged me because they had to replace the carpets. Even though all I had was Abby at the time, the Chihuahua.
Right.
You want to replace those carpets anyway.
Yeah.
You're just looking for somebody to foot the bill. You better give me back my money. I'm going to burn it down. I finally got it back.
Good. And Abby was small, too. She was only like 7-8 pounds.
Yeah, and she was housebroken. It's not like my dogs where they're outside broken. That's pretty good.
I'd say you should be proud of yourself on that one. Somewhere the dogs are giving you the Duke Claw.
All right, go ahead.
A businessman named Eddie Nash from Lancaster, New Hampshire, died 10 years ago. And one of his daughters, Melanie Nash, did not get anything. She's 52. However, her sister Susan did. And that's been eating at Melanie for the past decade. And she's convinced that somehow Susan hid the real will and the rest of the family was tricked by a fake one. So she took matters into her own hands a few months ago and dug up her father's grave, cracked open his casket, and searched through his remains to try to find the real will.
He's dead for 10 years?
Yep. She didn't find a will. All she found was his skeleton clutching a pack of smokes.
Man, that speaks volumes as far as advertising goes.
And the tagline, sometimes you can take it with you.
I'm not taking a chance. Duck his ass up.
Yes.
Does it say in the story how much the he had? Was it worth digging him up?
No, it doesn't mention anything like that. The police found Eddie's casket dug up and opened the next morning. They arrested Melanie after a quick investigation, and she's facing charges of criminal mischief, interference with a cemetery or burial ground, and abuse of a corpse. She told the police.
Well, what did she just moved the corpse around. She didn't.
Yeah, it's not like she punched it or anything.
I spend that much time digging up ground that's been compacted for 10 years. Then they got to mess with that corpse? Yeah, I'm beating somebody with that shovel.
Actually, you're right.
Where's Will? You better wake up. I know you're faking.
Give me one of them smokes.
I see you smoked them all. You ain't dead.
Melanie told them she dug it up with respect and believes her dad would have been okay with it.
If. Okay. I'm really curious of what he had, what he left. It had to be enough. How old was the chick?
She's 52.
All right, so she's not senile.
No, shouldn't be.
Isn't that funny how my perspective has changed once I hit 50?
Yeah, because what would you have thought if you were 25 and heard this story?
Oh, she had Alzheimer's.
At 52, yeah.
Alzheimer's, paralyzed, running around with a colostomy bag that she probably won from Bo and Jim.
That she has to try not to run over with her hover around.
Then you get to 54. And you're thinking, I was just a kid. I hope I can keep the same mentality as I hit 60. The upside, I thought about this over the weekend. I can start to use, now that I'm 54, dementia as an excuse for different things I do that are stupid. That and alcoholism, everything's open. What's the matter with you? I'm 54.
I don't think you're going
to... That many.
No. They're not going to think you have Alzheimer's or dementia. They're just going to think you're special.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Can I legally retire at 55?
I think you can legally retire whenever you want. It's just depending on how much you want to get from Social Security.
Yeah, that's going to do me a lot of good.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to retire. We'll set out the mailbox. Wait for my $800 a month.
Would that even pay your electric bill?
$800?
Yeah.
It would pay the phone bill and the water.
The phone bill?
Well, it's not going to pay the electric bill.
Okay.
Pay the gas bill. I could cover gas, water, only because I've got a pump house.
Oh, yeah.
Gas, water, internet, phone.
See?
Everything else would just, I'd have to be in arrears. But I'm telling you, internet's getting paid for.
There's one thing you will not go without in your golden age, your golden years.
My internet connection at the house now is too fast. I Googled 4K porn over the weekend.
Damn. Just to see.
And? Was it everything you wanted it to be?
I didn't look at it. My laptop ain't 4K. I was just curious.
You just wanted to see what the download speed
was? Oh, there are 4K porn sites.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's one. It's like tiny 4K or 4K tiny something. It's 4K porn with a bunch of chicks with little titties. I don't get the association. Why would I want to look at high definition, ultra high definition small titties?
Everyone has their different fetish.
Well, if you're going to offer me porn, I want a cornucopia. Not a placenta. What's it called? Plethora.
I'm sure you can find that type of porn, too, if you look hard enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that sack. so shiny.
And with that, with the umbilical cord, I got to turn the mics off of this.
Oh, no.
The umbilical cord, I can do that.
God, no. That's disgusting.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
537 over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Meritage Homes. Still not a whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20 right at Campus Drive. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic goes back to Oak Grove Road. Also in Dallas, into Dallas, northbound I-35, just after Royal Lane, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Northwest Highway. And a side street accident for you in Dallas, eastbound Northwest Highway, just before Preston. Still got that accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Inwood Road. Call number 9 with a pair of tickets to Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Call now is 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, some clouds in the sky, a low of 70. Tomorrow, sunny and a high around 96. Right now, it's 84 and 97.1 The Eagle.
KEGL, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I haven't looked at the ratings. There seems to be a lot of hype around Gotham. I'm going to have to watch an episode just to see how this works. Because in the spots, that's what Chloe and I were laughing at during the break.
Oh.
Before the commissioner, before whatever, there was Gotham. I don't understand that premise and how a network picked it up. I mean, it could be genius. I don't know. But it's like saying, before the Living Bible, before the New Testament, the Old Testament, before Jesus, there was Bethlehem.
You said,
"What did I say?" You can put up a sign, Jesus' new home. Jesus is coming here. Future home of Jesus.
There you go. That's it. Future birthplace of
a bunch of flags,
bunch of American flags, big banners, big first coming sale.
It really is one of those things that if someone had come to you with the idea of the show and you were the network, you would have said no.
There's got to be something to it because just listening to it, I would say no.
Yeah. My brother-in-law watched the first episode. And he said it was really good. They had set up, Bruce Wayne, his parents were murdered, set up Catwoman a little bit as well as the Penguin. It's like, okay, well, that's a good start for the first episode, but
somebody has to materialize unless it's all of it's going to be telltale signs or something in the storyline going, oh, okay, now I see why the Penguin, how he got to what he is.
Yeah. You would almost, do you think you could actually do a Batman TV show now? With the success of the most recent films?
I don't know. The whole template sounds kind of like Smallville.
Yep.
With Superman. And I never watched any of those.
I didn't either.
So I don't know if he ever displayed superhuman strength.
No, he did.
So does Batman... It's like we were joking around a couple of weeks ago before the premiere of Gotham. Does he start out small? I'm Wombat Man. Wombat Cave, Wombat Mobile, Wombat Phone,
mm-hmm.
Wombat Signal. I don't understand it.
It's got to be, I would imagine it's on Hulu or Netflix or something. It's online somewhere, so you can watch it.
Well, I'm sure it is. Hulu. Let's see. What is it? It's Gotham on Fox. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, NBC, their shows are on Hulu day or two after they air on the network. I watched Bad Judge.
Oh, yeah.
That premiered Thursday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Bell's show. I know it's not his show, but he's the only one we don't know on the series.
That's how I refer to it.
I watched it on Saturday. It wasn't bad. There's nothing really in there. Laugh out loud. Had a few good lines. Tone did a good job. It just needs more tone in it. And I know that they, Tone said that they realized that. And he didn't say it in a braggartly way. More of an a-hole way. They realized they needed more of me. So now I'm like her, the judge's Robin. I don't get the beard. Where did the beard come from? Was that his idea? Has he had it for a while?
No, he's just had it for a while.
Looks stupid. I like him.
He's fond of it. That's a good looking beard.
It's not. It's funky beard. And that pointy chin thing?
That's
is that the style?
That's his style for it, sure.
Looks odd from the side.
It's a good beard. And beards aren't for everyone.
It makes him look like a black gremlin.
What?
Just that pointy chin. Nobody else notice that?
Well, I notice it comes down to a point, but that comes from the styling and the shaping.
It's just an odd cut. I hope he does well. I'd like to ride on somebody's coattails for a while. Be a nice change.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Let me be your egret. Did you watch it?
I did. Yeah, I watched it that night. I liked it. I didn't love it, obviously, but it's a pilot. A pilot for a comedy show, it was, to me, pretty good. Because usually for a pilot on a sitcom, it's usually...
Well, nobody's really found their place yet. The characters always evolve.
Right.
They're...
The thing that stood out to me the most was, I remember... After, I think it was after the show, Tone was telling us how some standards and practices
after
first,
our show that Thursday.
Yes, after we had him on the show. Wouldn't let him say something like big ass to somebody, someone who was large. But in that pilot that aired, they were looking at this teacher that a kid got in trouble for drawing a picture of his head shaped like a dong.
Oh, that's right.
And they show the photo. And I'm like, they wouldn't let you call someone big ass, but they'll let the dongs? Okay.
Whatever. I didn't realize standards and practices had gone back to being so anal.
It's just weird.
Like in the Rockford Files, I know it's a while back, but because of S&P back in the 70s, you could only have so many punches, so many gunshots. So they had a lot of action revolving around the Firebird and his stunt driving.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kung Fu. They could only have so many fight scenes. That's why a lot of the scenes were training.
That's such a great...
I don't know how it was in the 80s.
Well, it's like the shows I remember for the 80s, you know, it's like the standouts, of course, Knight Rider, Dukes of Hazzard, and the A-Team. The A-Team always stood out to me because...
Nobody died.
Exactly. No one ever got shot. There were full-on automatic weapons being shot at someone a foot away. Not a hole.
Cars. Flip over every 8 seconds. Chips. Cars flipping over on the freeway for no reason. Nobody ever died.
Nope.
How is that supposed to be believable?
And the way...
At least in Adam 12, somebody got shot, they went down.
And when Mr. T punched somebody in the A-Team, the effect that it had, that person would be dead if they had that. Like, if it looked like that in real life.
Yeah, all of a sudden his punches get harder in Rocky 3.
Yeah.
Do you know the last Rocky? I know this is a sidestep.
That's okay.
Rocky Balboa, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
The alternate ending, Rocky was, they shot it for him to win.
See, I think I had heard that.
Never mind. I was watching the making of over the weekend. I went back and watched.
I thought you had told me that, actually.
I don't remember seeing it before.
Huh.
But they had the alternate ending on the Blu-ray disc.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a split decision like the original movie, but instead of
the champ guy,
right, instead of him winning, Rocky dies. I don't know why he changed his mind, Stallone.
I think it makes sense in the movie that just by getting, even though he lost, getting a split decision, going the distance against, you know,
it goes
the kid,
full circle back to the original Rocky,
and it makes its point. The film makes its point without him having to win.
But yeah, first of all, I'm a big consumer of cheese. If it's cheesy, certain movies, I'm all over it.
Yeah, me too.
And it because I didn't see that coming in the alternate ending. And the let's get ready to rumble guy.
Yes.
At the end, he's reading the split decision and the 94-95 for whoever the other guy was. 94-95 for Rocky Balboa. Then got the last one. Read it off and he said, still the heavyweight champion of the world. And the other guy starts jumping up and down. And Philadelphia's own. And Balboa gets a look of, hey, what the? But Stallone even said, that movie, as he's waving at the crowd, because that crowd was there for a fight, somebody else, that was on HBO. That mm-hmm. was a real a boxing crowd. And they came in either right before or during intermission, however you do boxing.
Right. Yeah, they have between they have intermissions between fights and things under a card.
So they use the crowd for that. So they had a certain amount of time. So as he's walking out, he's waving to the crowd. He goes, I almost lost it. Because it's like I was saying goodbye to myself and not just the character Rocky, because I knew that was the last time I was ever going to do it.
Yeah.
So if I knew that was the last time, I'd let me win.
Especially when...
But nice for you to beat up so many black people, you racist bastard.
Yeah, man, that's just a real good thing that Rocky IV, that dude was white. That's the one you can point to.
Is that the Russian?
Yeah. And no one counts Rocky V. We don't, no.
That one was with a little kid in there.
Well, that was his son.
Oh. Did Rocky eventually box in V?
Yeah, well, there was all street fighting stuff with Tommy
Gunn.
Yeah, Tommy Gunn Morrison.
I don't know who that is.
He was a real boxer at the time. He was compared to Rocky Balboa, the fictional character. Oh. Street fighter kid. And then he was a real fighter then.
Mason Dixon. That was the, yeah. I think that was the guy in the Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
The black guy. He was a real boxer. Stallone said in the making of, I had to keep telling him, hey, really hit me. Because they decided, all right, last one, we're going to make this look real, and there are going to be real punches. And whoever the boxer was, I don't think he liked getting hit. Because he talked about it. He said, he was hitting me like a real boxer.
Well, yeah, you got to keep in mind, this is not just a standard, you know, Stallone's not just your basic actor coming in to play a boxer. He's done so many of these films, the training sequences aren't, it's not like it's CGI. Back in the day when he's doing one-handed pull-ups, he's doing one-handed pull-ups.
And he did that in the last one.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're talking about a movie that I think is 7 years old now. But it was just cool to go back and watch. I watched all of them but five. Is that right?
Yeah.
Five.
And you're good. Don't ever do it.
It was inspiring. I went, okay, I don't look that bad. I can get better shape. There are plenty of drugs I can do. I ain't getting a facelift. Not yet.
Not yet?
Well, I'm sure something's going to happen one day. I go, okay, it's time for some tugs.
Oh, no, please, please don't get a facelift. Because then you're gonna ask us, so does it look natural?
Okay. I know it doesn't look good now, but once it stretches out.
Yeah, it's going to look great. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to look fine. This is going to be hot. How long before it stretches out? They said about 2-3 years.
Tell him to lick his lips. He looks like a lizard.
I can try. I don't drink.
Yeah.
Does my tongue come out?
Not very much.
I can't feel it.
Can you swallow? You look unhealthy.
That's what I don't get about those really massive facelifts. I know Stallone had something done. I forget what it was. For a while, he looked kind of, then he kind of aged into it, looked more natural.
I could see him getting a couple tweaks here and there, but definitely not like a full-on. He didn't go full Burt Reynolds, in other words.
No, and that took over a decade at least. For Burt Reynolds to even start looking normal again.
Yeah. And Stallone has been, I assume for years, he's been on the medicated route of working out.
I don't think you can. I don't know that much about bodybuilding, but the way he looks now, the way he did in the first Rocky and the second Rocky.
Yeah.
He was really lean. Now he's just bulked the F out.
And that the weird thing is, when you go back and look at Rocky 1 or 2, and you look at him now, you think, doesn't even look like the same person.
It looks like the same person.
To me, it looks like maybe a cousin.
he was just so lean and cut, especially for two, when he had to box Apollo Creed again.
I think it was it three when he just got absolutely shredded?
That was three.
Yeah. Now, the first two, he was built, but he was kind of soft-ish. And then three, he takes that shirt off, and he's just muscles on muscles.
Was it three that was Clubber Lang?
Yeah.
She don't like to fight black people. I wonder who finally went, hey, can you fight a white guy?
I know.
Just one.
It was pretty bad.
Well, I don't want to beat up white guys. How about a nasty Soviet? Perfect. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
It's before, you know, the collapse of the Soviet Union. Let's beat up a Soviet. Everybody will like that. Okay.
All right.
And it is pretty sad when you think about it. It's like, okay. It took to the fourth film before you finally got a white bad guy.
I'm surprised nobody really said anything about it. How many black guys got to play the villain? But it had nothing to do with them being black. They were just a-holes to him. Clubber Lang, he had it coming.
Yep.
Trying to pick up Rocky's wife.
Hmm.
And the last one, Mason Dixon. He's just mouth. Man, old man. All right.
I don't think you'd be talking like that, Mr. Dixon, if you saw what he'd been punching to get ready for this fight. That was one of the things that made me want to see the new Rocky movie was when they said, all right, you're too old to be fast. We're just going to make you punishing. Your fists are going to be like stone or whatever it was.
The trainer that was... Are we wasting time on this?
Why not?
All right, who cares? Number one.
Yeah, what's going to be a number one if you can't take out for a ride every once in a while?
The trainer... Very nice. Knuckles.
Yep, right there.
The trainer for Apollo Creed became Rocky's trainer after Mickey died. So he said, all right, you can't really run because you're arthritis. He goes, you can't do this, whatever. So we're going with blunt force trauma.
That's it. There it is. Are your knuckles just so calcified they're like little boulders? Let's use that.
Yeah, if you got calcium all over your fist, let's hit him with it. Hit him in the face and go, got milk? But yeah, when they got, it was like talking about 60s muscle cars. We're going back to blunt force trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I decided, all right. And I actually got up and ran today. Ran outside.
Nice.
Had the music in my head. Dun, 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 I'm an old man.
did you run through a beach with your socks pulled up to your knees and hug a black guy in the water?
No, I thought about running by Abuelo, see if Tony was in.
That's pretty close. Yeah, you're about to see the eye of the tiger.
That's going to be a big one. So, in the alternate ending, Rocky was supposed to win.
And you say waste.
Waste what? Waste of time?
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about the bad guy in Rocky V.
Okay. Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, in Rocky V, there actually was still a black bad guy that he knocked out at the end. It was the fight promoter.
Oh, that's right. The guy at that was the guy that sort of was based on Don King, right?
Exactly, yes. And Rocky knocked him out at the end.
He just couldn't help it.
I thought I could make it through one movie.
And then I saw that guy, and so I got to hit him.
I had the cravings.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
601. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Out McCoy to the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Meritage Homes. Whole lot going on now. Let's get started off in Dallas. North on I-35 just before Royal. Got a stalled vehicle there blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Northwest Highway. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Dolphin. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from Hampton Road. Let's stick around in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Forest. In Arlington, westbound I-30 just after Fielder. Got an accident there. Traffic's backed up back from Ballpark Way. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Northeast 28th Street, got an accident blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball, plus a 4-pack of tickets to the Great State Fair of Texas. More info is at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Some clouds tonight, a low of 70, sunny tomorrow, a high of 96. Right now it's 84 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, why don't we go back to news, since it's been a segment on 7-year-old movie.
Hey, that's good for us. Usually when we talk about movies, it's one that's like 20 years old.
Plus, I think a lot of people have been going around watching Rocky lately.
Why?
Because it just got back on Netflix, I think, last week. I watched three of them last week.
Maybe that's why I watched it. I watched one again, even though I've got it on Blu-ray. I watched 2, 3, 4, skip 5.
Good man.
And then watched Rocky Balboa on the Blu-ray version I've got.
Yeah.
And watched the making of. And the training that Stallone really went through. No, I'm not doing this.
you're dangerously close.
But I didn't realize all the graphics they had to go through. You know, the fake video game they had.
The simulation that they do at the beginning.
Right. They had to wear these suits with sensors on it and actually had to box several rounds virtually.
Right.
To come up with maybe 10, 15 seconds of animation.
Mm-hmm.
And then had to do full body scans, photographic, making different faces every time so they could work that into the animation.
It's weird how much that's actually gone into. That's almost standard now in movies.
But then you look at the computer animation of Stallone, I went, doesn't look like him. Sort of has the moves, but you know, I could have done that with some claymation and some stop action motion stuff.
You want to sit there and shoot all that?
I don't care if Stallone looks like Gumby.
and who's he boxing?
I don't know. Hold on a second. John, can you pound any harder on that? What's wrong with the system? You seem to be hitting it pretty. Hey, that's a delay. I wouldn't dick with that one. Is that the delay?
No. Oh. Right. I can bump it if you want.
Yeah, that's up to you.
Mm-mm.
You want to test it?
No.
Okay. We'll go back to news.
All right.
606, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. From the Daily Mail, there are some new things for all of us to worry about. One is binge drinking. It's bad for your fertility. If you're going to go out binge drinking, there's a decent chance you're at a stage in your life where you don't want to knock anyone up, but one day you will, and you could be in trouble. A new study found men who drink just 5 alcoholic drinks a week have lower quality seed than other men. So if you're trying to start a family, you might want to slow down.
Maybe it's not lower quality seed, it's just misguided.
Misguided or...
Yeah, as my semen drove off one of the lips. The side torus. It's just like drunky sperm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I ain't got time to get out there. I'll just drunk sperm her later.
It went the wrong way, ended up on a kidney. Also, swing sets are trying to kill your children. There are schools under pressure from insurance companies to get rid of the swing sets because they're dangerous.
Are people not putting them in cement like they're supposed to?
No, it's not that. The majority of injuries don't happen to the kids on the swings. It's happening to the kids who walk in front of a swing and get taken out by one.
That's pretty good training. learn to dodge, learn to move, learn to use your peripheral vision.
That was a game we played in elementary school, dodge the swing. Mm-hmm.
Do they even play dodgeball anymore?
Some schools did away with that years ago.
So is everything on the playground, all of it? I know that the things where you sit on one side.
Oh, the seesaw.
Yeah, I know those are out.
Those are out. Not only that, but if you, especially in Frisco where you live, there's lots of those community playground things. Go up to a playground and just touch them, because they all have like the safe pebbles or the safe whatever stuff is that you run around on. And then
almost like rubber rocks or rubber coated rocks.
Yes, it's all safe. So if you fall on it, it's not going to hurt. You're not going to have a rock embedded into your elbow or knee the way we all had as children that you had to dig out. Also,
they even have slides anymore?
They do, but they're not metal.
And they're short.
And they're short, yeah.
What are they made out of now?
Like plastic and stuff, or some kind of special plastic to where it won't get too hot in the sun. It won't have any sharp edges. It won't, in case you run into it, it won't be so hard where you have a concussion or knock yourself out. It's like two steps above a bounce house.
So what's the purpose to even have it anymore?
It's to play safer.
When did kids evolve into morons?
It's not the kids. It's the parents that are having them and making sure everything is safe.
I hate to be an old man about it, but I'm 54. How come we never killed ourselves? I got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But you never... The only reason we ever flipped over on our swing set is my dad was too lazy to put it in concrete. Just don't swing too far. And if we swung too far and it flipped over, what'd I tell you?
Yeah.
Metal lawn darts. Had those.
Yeah, I think every game that we played as a kid in school, I don't think you could physically do them anymore, or you would get in trouble. Like when you'd have the game where you try to jump out of the swing as high as possible, I'm sure they won't let you do that anymore. Of course, now they're talking about taking away the swings. The tire things where there's the two platforms and the tire pit was connected in like mm-hmm. a U, you would jump from the platform down onto the tires. Probably can't do that anymore. The one where you'd spin on the tire, and you just spin your friend around and see if they puke.
Mm-hmm. Why is that bad? That's got to condition you for something. It's like in the Marines or any type of military training. They're going to run you through a battery of tests just to get you ready for life.
Yes. Yeah, and it's not like they're going to give you
Hang on. What's the matter, John?
You don't have to wait.
No, actually, right now I do.
What'd you do now?
No. What'd you play as a kid? Did you go dinosaur knocking?
Sure we did. Did you know? Trying to quit. Thanks.
Okay.
Picking on our engineers like that.
You know what? We got 15 minutes before we break again. Well, you can come back. You can sit there. Just keep pounding.
I'm actually fascinated by the video.
What? Oh, the video stream? Okay.
Dinosaur knocking.
Yeah. All right. I got nothing else.
All right. So swings are bad. Then finally, you mess up your daughter when you say you're fat. A new study found at least 1 in 3 young girls have some kind of negative body image because of what they heard their mom say about their own body. So if you have body image issues, it's time to repress them and just keep them away from your young daughter. Of course, they don't mention anything about the boys and what kind of body image issues they may have.
Well, how about the mom just alters what she says and proclaims, we're fat. So we can all do something about it, as opposed to just ignoring the fact.
Well, but the daughter may not be fat, but hearing the mom constantly talk about it, she's going to be more paranoid.
But she's talking about herself.
Yeah, mom's saying, I'm fat.
Then just say, we're fat. We should do something about it. Of course, that's not going to work if you're the husband.
Yep. We're fat. Let's do something about it. I think we look great.
Who did you call fat? Yeah, I guess I... But...
But what?
I included me You said I never looked fat. I was trying to make myself feel better.
Are you sure the delay's on? Because I got to cuss.
No, I'm not. No.
That did not feel convincing at all from him.
That looks like it's on.
I see numbers.
All I know is I've been unplugging stuff for the past 15 minutes. I say swear at your own peril.
Just say something in between.
I'm like, never mind. Go ahead.
TNT is not bringing Dallas back for a fourth season. The revival started off strong in 2012, but the ratings trailed off after Larry Hagman's death, which they addressed on the show by killing JR in season two.
Well, that's not going to change the appeal. He died. They addressed it. But it's not like, okay, well, maybe there's going to be an appearance down the road.
Well, I think part of it was that a lot of people were tuning in for Larry Hagman, and then when he died, they watched maybe an episode or two afterwards, and wasn't as good.
They made it sound like, well, but we addressed it in the series. What they should have done, they knew he was old, and Larry Hagman would have gone along with it. Have a shoot a scene where he dies, or he gets shot again, long before he really dies, and then have him come back, and then when he actually dies, then you're going to get stuff shot.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
No, it does. I mean, there's been a number of times outside of TV, but also in film, where you look at the casting and think, okay, I don't know. One of them was it the Harry Potter movies, Alfie?
The main Dumbledore guy. He died after
the who?
First. Dumbledore.
What's a Dumbledore?
He's the lead wizard.
Okay.
He died after the first movie.
I'm out on this one.
He was a major character.
Okay.
So then that means then you have to replace him for all the rest. There's how many, like 8 Harry Potter movies or something?
Exactly. James Bond did it once with Q. They had a scene filmed where they knew he was old, and they had sort of an exit plan for him.
That the producers, directors had?
Exactly.
Okay. And who's the Dumbledore?
He was the lead old wizard.
At this
school. Was he like the Grand Dragon of Hogwarts?
Yeah.
Yes.
John Adcock got that.
Yeah, he's laughing up against that wall.
Because they were into burning stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spells and whatnot. Anyway, it seems like the producers thought the show might continue because season 3 ended last month with a few cliffhangers, such as the death of Jesse Metcalf's character, the arrival.
I don't know who that is. Was that the chick?
Jesse Metcalf? No. He was dark hair.
Bobby's
dark skin.
Boy.
Yeah,
Bobby. Who's Bobby Ewing's boy?
Yeah.
Okay. The one that actually didn't really have an accent, it was JR's son, who is from Dallas.
Yeah.
His accent sounds concocted at best. You were born here.
Just use your voice. It doesn't matter.
I don't know who told him, hey, you got to really sell this. I was born in Dallas. I think I got this. But everything's got to be like, well, Mama, you don't know. Okay, we're not doing the Beverly Hillbillies.
Exactly. This isn't Dallas at a trailer park.
Everybody in North Texas walks around going, well, watch this. Though that's one series. I think I would have a lot of my sisters. Dallas?
The new one? I guess both of them.
I would have done, who's the short runt that turned into Miss Piggy?
Charlene?
Tilton.
Yes.
Yeah. I would have done her up until about 10 years ago.
You almost had that chance about 10 years ago.
She stiffed me a couple of times, and I was willing to make the sacrifice just to say I did somebody from Dallas. All of a sudden, she's not available. Like, you know what? I look better than you. I'd rather bang. That's wrong series. Never mind.
Well, just go back to holding out for Patrick Duffy.
I still do Duffy.
I'm just saying.
Kept himself in shape. He used to be the man from Atlantis.
That's right. Even though the ratings were not that great at the end of the show did have a loyal audience. They've even launched an online petition to save it. How many signatures?
Loyal audience doesn't mean... That's not going to hold up to anything. Oh, we have a loyal audience. Well, that's what Pugs and Kelly said.
The public perception of embattled running back Adrian Peterson has taken another hit as allegations surfaced that the former Minnesota Vikings charity had financial improprieties. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports Peterson was the center of an incident in an Eden Prairie hotel room that ended with a rape accusation and a lengthy police investigation that did not end in criminal charges. But according to a 38-page police report in the 2011 incident, two relatives, including Peterson's brother, who was a minor, were involved in a night of drinking and sex that Peterson's relative told police was paid for using a company credit card for Peterson's All Day Incorporated.
That's a charity?
Yeah.
Why would you have a credit card for a charity?
Expenses.
You write checks, and then you keep track of that, and you back it up with actual documents to say, yes, this was charity-related. I haven't had this charity for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've not figured out, learned something from it. And I certainly don't have credit cards associated with the charity.
Well, he does. As the night wore on, the report says one woman who said she knew Peterson previously became upset when she saw him having sex with another woman. She started an argument that lasted at least an hour.
It should be funny.
When she told him that she was emotionally attached to him, Peterson reminded her that he was engaged to another woman and had a baby. Prosecutors,
and doesn't he have a lot of babies in a lot of states with a lot of different women?
He does. Prosecutors chose not to file charges following the rape accusation, which was first reported by TMZ. Peterson, who has fathered at least six children with six different women, and those children live in at least three states, Minnesota, Georgia, and Texas. His indictment has also led to increased scrutiny of his charity, which focuses on at-risk children, particularly girls. The charity's 2011 financial report showed almost $250,000 in total revenue and listed just three organizations that received money. A fourth, Title, simply Clothing for Needy Families, and listed unknown for the number of recipients.
Why don't you just call the IRS and go, hey, you.
Might as well.
Because if you've got that and you've only got three payouts, that's like calling the IRS and going, hey, you.
Yeah. I have heard, I'm not saying this is what he did, but I've heard that this can be a tactic that professional athletes will use, is they'll set up some sort of foundation charity thing in their name, and then that's where they get their friends or family members jobs in the charity. So like, Russ, if you were the professional athlete, I needed a job, you get me a job as the president of the foundation, and you pay me like $100,000 a year.
And most charitable organizations, they have to have paid positions, administrators, to take care of the funds. We don't. It just comes in. PayPal gets most of the money that we make. Well, not most, but they're the ones that get the stuff that doesn't go immediately into the foundation or directly.
Right.
Whatever that percentage is. The rest of it is ancillary. If we took in $100,000 a year, $99,000 would go back into the foundation. And some change.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to pay myself. I'm not going to pay anybody else. And if I got to pay somebody, I'll do it. I sure would like to see some good things from time to time.
Well, you get a credit card and you can have a sex party. All that charity money. And you can bring your underage brother, if you had one.
Somebody hire their underage brother?
No, Adrian Peterson, the sex party, he was with his underage brother. Now, they say a minor, so I assume that means under 21 as far as alcohol. I don't know if that meant he was under 18 as well. I'm not sure.
Maybe it was his job.
Unicorn?
No.
Oh.
Like a coal. Oh, shut the... I can't. I don't know if the delay's working because John's still sitting in the corner. Yeah, really got to work on this stuff down here. All right.
The Supreme... The Supreme Court cleared the way Monday for an immediate expansion of same-sex marriage by unexpectedly and tersely turning away appeals from five states seeking to prohibit gay and lesbian unions. The court's order effectively makes gay marriage legal in 30 states.
Why wouldn't it be all 50?
Just filing stuff.
Were 20 already? Was it already legal in 20?
No, there's 20 that don't have the same law standing that some of these others have.
Without the supreme law of the land is going to supersede anything in any state, why wouldn't it be all 50 immediately?
Because it goes back to the appeals courts in which those other states have.
I wonder how much money each state has wasted going to the Supreme Court or just all legal action on, hey, we can't let the homos marry.
I think the only question would be if it goes into $1 billion, because you know it's millions upon millions. With attorney's fees, my God.
And it doesn't sound like you're ever going to get anything accomplished, especially if the Supreme Court keeps leaning towards, yeah, we got to kind of let everybody have the same rights. And again, I don't care. I don't want to push no poo, but if that's your choice, push it. All of it.
And put a ring on it. Without comment, the justices brought to an end delays in same-sex marriages in 5 states. In Indiana, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin, couples in 6 other states should be able to get married in short order. No other state cases were currently pending with the high court, but the justices stopped short of resolving, for now, the question of same-sex marriage nationwide.
Isn't it amazing that you got states that will not acknowledge gay marriages, and I'm not equating the two, but you got some states that go, yeah, it's okay to f*** animals. Yeah. Same, it's just this mentality of, okay, these are human beings that want to do something. But you got somebody over here that wants to f*** goats. That's still legal. Which is why my buddy Bent.
No. Morbid, what? Most states have some type of law that makes bestiality illegal.
Supposed to.
However.
Seems like a lot of them still got loopholes.
There's some that have slipped through the cracks.
Well, they get me all trained with these blow-up sheep and whatnot. And then you see a live one walk by, or, you know, it's some topless sheep bar.
Or at the state fair where they're just parading them around.
I don't know where they teach them to walk, but damn it.
Looking good, smelling good.
Put them little bows in their hair. Damn. Might as well put them on main stage.
What do you get a guy like George Clooney as a wedding gift?
Have we changed topics? Tell you what, let's break early so John can finish whatever he's doing. How much more time you need? Okay. Well, we'll break and we'll see what happens.
Ooh.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:33, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy's and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30, right at Dolphin, got an accident there, blocking traffic. Right now, your backup is back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Plano Road, got an accident blocking the 2 right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the I-5. Moving into Richardson, northbound 75, just after Campbell, got an accident there, blocking the center lane. Traffic there is also backed up back from the I-5. I-5 is pretty jacked up right now. Into Arlington, westbound I-30, just after Fielder, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the Ballpark Way. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just after Northside Drive, got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, clouds 70 for a low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 96 for the high. It's 84 right now. At 97.1, the Eagle.
It's not that I'm not well hung. I figured out a way to suck my penis back up into my body to protect myself.
When fighting crime.
That's smart.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
All right, what else you got, Daniel?
All right. The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Joe Giudice, is headed to prison for 41 months. His wife, Teresa, who is loaded on mascara, was sentenced to 15 months.
This is the Real Housewives of what?
New Jersey. That was what they were sentenced to last week in federal court in Newark, New Jersey.
Is that the chick with the wide fish eyes?
Yes. And
fake cans, a lot of mascara.
Wide eyes. Yeah, you're right.
Doggy.
Yes. It was suggested in court that I think that they actually did decide this, that the couple will stagger their sentences in order to care for their four young daughters. Joe Giudice must also pay $414,000 in restitution. He apologized in federal court, saying he disgraced...
Why? Why do it? Why apologize? Why pay any of the fines? Well, they can't lock me up. I'm a celebrity. Tell that to Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Why say anything? And they're not going to reduce the amount that you owe.
What? No, and Wesley was a real celebrity. Like, he did movies.
I don't know who the guy is. I don't know why I know who the chick is. I think I've watched the New Jersey thing a couple of times.
And that's
why. Don't they have franchises around the country?
Yeah. You've got different cities. This is one of the more contentious and popular ones. He apologized in federal court Thursday. The Giudices admitted that they hid assets from bankruptcy creditors and submitted phony loan applications to get $5 million in mortgages and construction loans. Both pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud and three types of bankruptcy fraud. On the reality show, they are shown living in a lavish home and frequently spending on extravagant vacations and items for their children. If you want, go to cut three. This is her in an interview just sort of talking about the whole process. I believe this was before she was sentenced.
As we're ending one chapter and starting another, Joe and I are sick by each other no matter what. I mean, it's just about us. Joe and I and...
It's what?
It's just about us.
Oh.
About us. Joe and I and my daughters, and that's it. People who pass judgment on Joe and I or anyone else.
That's Joe and me, but go ahead.
Without knowing the facts, should not do that. That's for a judge to decide. Everyone thinks that, you know, I'm the crazy one. Really, I'm not. I'm like the quiet one. They have this presumption of me, but that's really not the case.
So if you want evidence of her being sweet and docile, cut number four.
Did somebody call her a prostitution whore?
She was fighting with some other chick, and then...
Did somebody else call her a prostitution whore?
I guess, yeah. She was calling the other person that.
Oh, she said it?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
She's saying, you're a prostitution whore.
Prostitution whore? You are f***ing gay 19 times? You
And she flipped the table over.
Have you seen this episode?
I've seen that clip. And that table she toys with it a little bit. You hear the glasses, you know, rattle a little bit.
Did it look real?
Yeah.
I mean, did it look like she really lost her mind?
She's full on crazy.
Is she the chick that threw her leg in one of the episodes?
I don't think so. That's her.
Oh, okay. No.
So, like Russ said,
what chick threw her leg?
There was a chick in one of the episodes.
She had a prosthetic?
Prosthetic, and she got mad in the middle of a restaurant.
A pissed off bitch that starts throwing body parts.
Yep. And just throws it on the table.
Which one had a prosthetic leg?
I don't even know.
Because I think I watched, there were a couple of, first of all of them have had body work.
Yes.
I don't know the difference. I know this chick that we're talking about because the wide kind of down slanted eyes and the ass load of mascara. Alfie, do you know about this?
I know the prosthetic leg woman. I just looked it up.
Which one is she?
Aviva Drescher.
What does she look like?
I have no clue. She's just a blonde with a fake cans.
Was she on Housewives of New Jersey or a different city?
New York.
New York.
Oh.
Okay.
What is it?
Aviva Drescher, like Fran Drescher.
Let's see what she looks like. Well, she's not... She's not bad. The pictures I'm looking at, she doesn't have a lot of makeup on. What happened to her leg?
Apparently she just took it off during an argument.
All right, thanks. Come anytime. Go ahead.
Okay. So what do you get a guy like George Clooney as a wedding gift? According to Bill Murray, the answer... is nothing. That's because George and his new wife, Amal, didn't want anything. Bill Murray said, you're asked not to bring anything, and you're asked to, you know, leave without it, so you don't bring anything.
Meanwhile, that's cool for a couple of different reasons. First of all, unless it's your first marriage. I don't know if this is George Clooney's first.
I think it is.
But if you're just getting started, you don't have a lot of money, you need stuff. Okay.
Or maybe it's his second. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What?
Maybe he was married, but it was a long time ago.
But obviously he doesn't need the money.
No.
I think the whole idea of wedding gifts is people getting started, people who will need truly a toaster.
Yes.
Maybe some cookware, knives and forks, normal daily flatware.
Something that isn't.
It's the stuff that people ask for, like an $85 gravy spoon that you're never going to use or need. You can get a 20 cent ladle. They'd probably give you a free one if you stop by KFC. But you got to have an $85 silver one. What is it, Chloe?
Yeah, we get like, I think, at least 8 every Friday when Dickie shows up.
And we keep them.
Mm-hmm.
We paint them silver and leave them in the break room for other people to use because I know that's going to be toxic. But obviously, George doesn't need anything.
Mm-mm.
What can you get him?
The man's got multiple houses. Do you think it's like, oh, you know what he needs? He needs a gravy boat for his Italy house. That's what he needs.
Where would you possibly register?
And would you even want to look at the website where they would be or might be registered?
That would actually be really funny. If they registered at Bed Bath & Beyond and George wants an avocado slicer. Really, George? Really?
Sometimes you can buy things for people that they wouldn't buy for themselves or that they didn't have time to go by the boot store and buy for themselves.
Yeah. I think that that's kind of an opportunity you could actually, if they say, yeah, we're really rich, we don't need you to actually get us anything.
Unless it was well thought out gifts, like the boots from Chloe, the survival kit from Alfie, the Rockford picture that you got, Dan, the autographed picture of Adam West, things that I probably wouldn't have gone out and bought for myself.
Yeah.
Those, this, no offense. One of the first years it stands out that everybody got me something that was thought out. Again, not trying to be a dick.
It's just happening accidentally?
It's a bonus. There have been years in the past where it's been, oh, he needs chaw and whiskey. Well, okay. Certainly no reason to think about me. I haven't done anything for anybody else. Captain Howard deputizes me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that didn't cost him anything, and it's not real, but it's still appreciated.
It came with a plaque.
Came with a plaque, but it didn't come with a badge or an MRAP.
Well,
and I even asked him during a break or after the show, I went, don't you have to deputize me or anything? He goes, all right, hold up your right hand. Do you? I do. He goes, all right, you in, Barn.
It's amazing how he can make you feel part of the club, but slam you at the same time.
It's like I'm sort of in the club, but not really in the doors, just in the parking lot, open one day.
Yeah, you're the guy that they say, yeah, you're a deputy.
Oh, man, we wanted you in, but you got blackballed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't feel nothing. But again, they were all gifts that were, for me, emotionally attached.
Good.
George Clooney, what are you going to get now? He's already got a hot chick, probably screwed every hot chick that he's met. The only chick he didn't screw was in an outer space.
Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
You know they did in training somewhere. That got cut from the movie. It's not fair to make him seem that awesome all the time.
But I thought that was cool. The story that they go, hey, don't bring anything.
Yeah. Well, also, this was for most of the people that came to the wedding. It's also a destination wedding because they got married in Italy.
Who paid for that?
That's what I'm saying. My idea is if it's a destination wedding and you go to it, that is your gift, your presence, not actually getting a present.
Who all was invited? Does it say?
It was a big deal. It was like, guys.
Where was the wedding?
It was in Italy. There were lots of celebs there.
And that's not just paying for it, that's suffering through the flight, even though I'm sure they all fly upper coach.
Upper coach, yes. That's what Matt Damon flew to Italy for George Clooney's wedding, upper coach. He sat next to the baby who was spitting up half the flight.
It's like I've known Dan for over 15 years. I wouldn't even drive out to
Rockwell,
Cleburne,
whatever, for his wedding. And if I drove out there, you damn sure wouldn't have gotten a wedding gift.
Yeah, because to you, that was a destination wedding.
You're lucky there ain't no airports out here, because I'd have charged you for it.
Well, there's a couple of fields you could have landed in.
So, where did he meet this chick?
I forget where, but I want to say
I haven't seen pictures of her. Is she hot? I mean, hot?
She's not, like, hot. She's just, like, classy, beautiful. Like, I've seen a couple of photos of her, and I was just like, really, her? But then I've seen a couple where I was like, whoa.
Classy, beautiful. Give me an example.
Did you ever see...
just any chick.
Julia Roberts in Ocean's 11, is what I was going to say.
No.
Okay.
You're right. She's not hot, but she's...
beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Certainly not Terry Dorsey hot.
No, not exotic like that.
Well, nobody owns exotic like Terry Dorsey. I'm surprised he hasn't sued Maserati.
I saw one this morning.
Does it say Terry Dorsey on the side?
Yeah.
I'm driving a 2014 Dorsey. He sued us and won. Where'd you see a Maserati?
It was just on the way to the gym this morning. I see the I look at the car and I was like, hey, that must be Terry Dorsey.
Or somebody driving a Dorsey.
Yeah.
Is it ruined the car for you now?
Every time.
Like, even if I had the cash, I wouldn't go buy a Maserati.
Hell no. I couldn't. No.
Unless it just had some type of gap tooth grill.
No, that's about the only way.
All right, last break.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Straight up 7 o'clock. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Not a whole lot going on. Let's start off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic goes backed up back from the high 5. And in Arlington, southbound 360 right at Pioneer Parkway. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up back to Avenue H. Lamar. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win pit tickets to Freakers Ball, plus a 4-pack of tickets to the Great State Fair of Texas. More info is at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, a low of 71. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 96. It is 84 right now, 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I just looked up at the TVs here in the studio. Is that Gotham that's coming on now on Fox?
Looks like it.
Is that TV 2?
More than $500 million in a vast Ponzi scheme. Danzer is currently out on bail awaiting trial.
All of them. The judge, the jury, the DA. Pay them whatever it takes.
Is that it?
I am not going to prison just because a few dumb bus drivers and stupid old ladies lost their damn pensions.
Alfie, is this it?
Looks like it.
Okay. Before Batman, before the Penguin, it's Gotham.
There were people in a town.
If this is successful, I'm an absolute idiot because I just don't get it. It looks well shot, well produced. I don't know who any of these people are. Is that supposed to be Bruce Wayne on the right?
No, Bruce Wayne's a kid right now.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
Before General Motors, before Axel Foley, there was...
It might be, you're right, it might be good. You just take away the superhero aspect of it.
But just the way they say it. I mean, yeah, it's awesome. It's Gotham.
It's everything about Batman without it.
Yeah. You're right, because in the promos they even say before Penguin, before Catwoman. So basically what they're telling you is everyone you've heard of is not in this, but that's what they're using to make you watch it.
Before Rudolph.
Before... I don't even have to finish. Gets to a point, you don't even have to finish it.
Rudolph. Before Santa.
I'm going to have to watch a couple episodes. I may get into it.
It's on Hulu. And one guy sent me a message on Facebook. He said it's on Hulu. He said it's on Hulu the next day.
And it seems like most of the major networks do that. How come it's not set back? I'm just watching it right now. This is the first time I've seen it. If this was before Batman, before the Penguin, how come it's not set back a decade or so?
Well, I think it is.
Why is it? That doesn't look like current time to me.
It's a comic book stuff.
Albie, is it?
It looks pretty current. All the cars look
modern. See, I don't wear nice clothes, so I don't know what's current.
Well, the good news is suits are fairly timeless. Fairly.
The ties, no. They're too narrow to be.
That's a big thing now.
My taste. Are they narrow or fat now?
Narrow is the big thing now.
Yes, skinny ties.
Is that because of, what's its?
Hipsters?
No. Mad Men?
Yes.
I don't know why taste changed like that.
Is it really because of Mad Men, Alfie?
That's a big part of it.
Well, because they also have the more modern fit suits and shirts and things like that.
Exactly.
Too.
Everything has to be very, very fitted.
Yeah, because
why would that go out of style?
Well, for like during the 90s and the early 2000s, baggy was the stuff, man.
You want your clothes to fit? Yeah.
Seriously, think about it.
What do you call that? It's fitted.
It fits me. Well, what style is that? It's called I Got Measured by some guy with some chalk and a measuring tape. What do you want me to say?
Some of that stuff hasn't stuck, though. There's the baggy look is still in for a lot of people. Hell, you ever want to look at someone wearing baggy clothes that shouldn't? Look at Tony Romo in his post-game press conferences. I don't think the man has a suit that fits him properly. He always looks like he's wearing his dad's coat.
Does it look like a zoot suit?
No, it just looks like he's wearing a coat that's way too big for him.
It's a zoot suit.
Oh, okay. When I hear zoot suit, I think zoot suit riot, and I think in order to riot, it must be fitted.
Now I think people at riot like to be loose fitting.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never been in a riot.
Roger Rabbit, some of the thug cartoons, they wore zoot suits.
Okay.
You know the one that came into the apartment looking for the rabbit?
Yeah, yes.
I think they were wearing zoot suits.
Big wide shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't think Tony's wearing a zoot suit. I just think he's just got a baggy sport coat.
How hard is it to fight a rabbit that leaves holes in walls? Really?
And he's pretty colorful. I'm just saying.
Are we gonna?
And he's loud.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is. He loses his mind. And it took an entire movie to find him. What a dick. All right, I'm sorry, I have to.
Really? Apparently it's not just the rabbit.
I'm starting to sweat it.
Now we can find you whenever we want.
All right, I'm tired. I'll take that one.
All right. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for all things. 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.